The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value Hardware Store. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at nbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management, South Street in Middlebury. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South of Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Good evening, Middlebury Panthers fans, live from Stafford Ice Arena here on in Plattsburgh, New York. This is Middlebury Panthers Hockey, and this afternoon, the first of the doubleheader, as is every year, the Great Northern Shootout, the Primelink Great Northern Shootout. Middlebury will get into action this afternoon against the Norwich Cadets. Middlebury comes in with a record of no wins and two losses, having gone 0-2 on their main trip. And Norwich comes in with a record of 5-1-1 on the season. Well, Middlebury had come off a 2-1 defeat in overtime to Tufts. That was back last Friday, a week ago today. And so they went into the action against Bowdoin, looking to rebound, trying to get themselves back on track from the upset victory in their minds, a game that they thought they could have had against Colby. And so they went against Bowdoin full confidence. And it didn't take long for a certain freshman who notched the only goal against Colby to get another one against Bowdoin. They still battle away for it. Stevens comes up with it. Eventually to Ware. Cross ice pass Stevens. Stevens spins around the left wing circle. Now in the high slot. Goes to the right wing side. He gets tripped up in front. Score! On the doorstep, Trevor Turnbull does it again. It's a power play goal. And the Panthers lead 1-0. So Trevor Turnbull was scored his second goal of the season out on the power play. Stevens' lone assist would make it 1-0. However, Bowdoin would answer with a Mitch Barrington goal on the power play. And so the score would be 1-1 after one period of play. And in that period, Bowdoin had outshot Middlebury by a count of 11-6. Off to the second we win. A whole bunch of penalties that wouldn't result in any goals for either side. Game would stay 1-1 until the 11:42 mark, when Matt Doherty found his way to net. Big collision at the blue line between Tedesco and Cage. Cage is the one that tumbled to the ice. Now moving in, Doherty 2-on-1. Doherty moves in, score! Broken play in the neutral zone. Matt Doherty stepped in at a 2-on-1, and he snapped it past Colanino with 8:18 to go in the second. Middlebury retakes the lead at 2-1. Doherty on that goal, his first of the season from Gisanti. So the sophomore gave the Panthers a 2-1 lead after two. Shots on goal after two periods was 20-14 in favor of Bowdoin with a 9-8 advantage in the second period of play. To the third, hardly a penalty would be called in the period. In fact, there would only be one to be against Bowdoin. But during the whole course of action, Middlebury early on would take themselves a 3-1 lead courtesy of another freshman, Danny Jacobs.
And it comes back out all the way down to the Middlebury end.
Geary chips the puck around behind the net, losing behind Dineen. And then he recovers on the centering attempt. Dineen had lost the puck, then he recovered to deflect the pass attempt. Now the other way. A wrist shot, score! Toe drag and snapped it. Danny Jacobs. For Jacobs, it's his first collegiate goal. The freshmen are doing just fine. And the Panthers lead 3-1. Jacobs, his first collegiate goal. It's unassisted, and it came at 5:36. That made it 3-1 in favor of Middlebury. However, Bowden would then storm back. They would get another goal. A minute four later, Austin Ricci from Cody Tedesco made it 3-2. Then at the 14:10 mark, Pat Geary from Chris Wallace and Camille Blanchett will tie it at 3. And then 3 minutes and 14 seconds later, off of a faceoff, Austin Ricci would get his second of the game and season from Tedesco, who won the draw cleanly. That would make it 4-3. Brendan Conroy would get that penalty for Bowden, put Middlebury on power play, but Chris Wallace, with a funny hop off the boards, would walk in and get himself an unassisted goal, shorthanded and empty netter at 19-11, and the score would finish 5-3. Brian Ketchabaugh got the loss for Middlebury in that game. The winning goaltender was Nathan Colanino. Shots on goal in the game. Bowden outshot Middlebury by a count of 33-23. When we come back, we'll take a look at this matchup today, as this is the first of the two games here at the Prime Lake Great Northern Shootout between Middlebury and Norwich. We'll have a look into this game when we come back. You're listening to Middlebury Panthers Hockey and the pregame show on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
The Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event is going on now at Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh. Now's the time to get the best-selling Polaris Rangers and the sharp-performing Polaris Razors and save big time. With rebates up to $3,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%, there's no reason to hold back. And make sure to check out the new 2017 Polaris Snow Machines, too. Head to Della Motorsports Plattsburgh now and save thousands during this fast and furious Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
And we welcome you back to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show. That's sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Brett Luthner here at Stafford Ice Arena as we're getting set for the Middlebury Panthers taking on the Norwich Cadets. Now, these two teams have gotten together just a few times in this tournament. In fact, 11 times overall to Prime Link Great Northern Shootout. Middlebury and Norwich have collided. And overall, Norwich has the advantage in the Prime Link. 6 wins for Norwich, 3 for Middlebury, and 2 ties, which went to shootouts. And Middlebury won one, and Norwich won one of those. So if you want to look at it overall, 7 up and 4 down for Norwich in the good side in terms of that. since 1999 and 2000. Norwich 16-11-3 overall against Middlebury. Now, that goes back to some of the great Middlebury teams, some of those championship teams. And so Norwich, one of those teams that really is a thorn in the Panthers' side overall as we get set for a matchup that has seen Middlebury with the advantage all time at 81-59-8. Norwich, the big thing about them is most of their leading scorers, in fact, seven of their eight leading scorers are seniors on this team, led overall by the 10 points of Nick Pichette, number 23. Yeah, he'll be on a line with Anthony Flaherty, number 18, who's got himself 3 goals and 5 assists on the season. And Peyton Baldelez, number 26. Baldelez has got 3 assists just on the season. And so that'll be one of the lines going out there. Norwich starting, by my count, eight freshmen in the lineup here of the 18 skaters this afternoon against Middlebury. So a lot of freshmen, but the scoring punch coming from the seniors, and that includes, as we said, Pichette, Flaherty. I know Paul Russell is senior. He's got 2 goals and 3 assists on the season. They're getting it from the senior leadership. In fact, the only junior in the top eight for Norwich that is amongst those 8 leading scorers, junior is Kevin Salvucci, who's got 3 goals and 2 assists. On the other side, for Middlebury, they've had 4 goals in their first 2 games, and 3 of them scored by freshmen. Of course, 2 goals for Trevor Turnbull, and then the 1 goal for Danny Jacobs. The other goals come from a sophomore, Matt Daugherty. So the Panthers looking to see if they can get the juniors and seniors going in their lineup here this afternoon. And as we look at it in terms of the freshman balances in the first 2 games, there have been 6 or 7 freshmen skating or playing for Middlebury. And in this one, as we're noticing, 2 freshmen and a sophomore get about one of the lines. Connor Lloyd will center Mitch Allen and Camille Kachuk today. Trevor Turnbull is on his usual line with Jasanti and Stevens. Danny Jacobs is centering line with sophomore Mark Lyman and junior Mark McClellan. And then Joey Pacini, a freshman, is going to be out there with a pair of juniors, Braden Quest. And the first appearance for Sun Ho Park will come this afternoon against Norwich. On the deep pairings, Daugherty and Cage, a pair of sophomores back there. Neary and Dawson, we've seen them first couple of games. They're going to be back there again as one of the deep pairings. And Brett Dineen and David Baluch are another deep pairing for Middlebury. So overall, 2 freshmen at the defense and 5 freshmen skating up. So 7 freshmen overall for the Panthers coming into this one. We'll see the freshmen fare because they've done well thus far this year. We'll see if they can keep that up. Again, as we noticed in the PrimeLink history, Middlebury 3-6-2 all time against Norwich in the Great Northern Shootout. The last time these two teams met in this tournament, only have to go back a few years to be exact. Middlebury and Norwich last met in 2013. That was a 1-1 tie, which Middlebury won 2-0 in a shootout to advance the tournament there. But before that, 2 previous losses, 2012, when the tournament was at Norwich, a 5-4 loss, and a 3-0 loss here in Plattsburgh back in 2010. It's the fourth time they will have met in the last 6 years of the tournament. And Middlebury looking to not only right their ship, but of course get themselves to the 7 o'clock game tomorrow night. Our second of 2 games here today will be the Concordia Cobbers out of Minnesota, and they will take on the host team this year, the Plattsburgh Cardinals. That is the second game here tonight, but the matter of the first game will be Middlebury and Norwich. When we come back, we'll give you our storylines to this game and get you all set up for Panther Hockey as your Panthers take on the Norwich Cadets here from Stafford Ice Arena in Plattsburgh, New York. This is Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Got the cars and the deals during our Black Friday event at the number one selling Ram truck dealer in all of New England.
Right here in Burlington, Vermont, we sold more Ram trucks than any other dealer in New England during the past 2 years. You'll get big factory rebates, great lease specials, a massive inventory of over 200 Rams in store to choose from, and huge discounts like this.
At Goss, you'll get 20% off MSRP on select Ram trucks and all Chrysler 200s during November. That's right, 20% off MSRP on select Rams and all Chrysler 200s at the number one selling Ram truck dealer in all of New England.
Just call quick or visit, and we'll make getting into your cool new Ram fast and easy so you can drive away today. But hurry, the Black Friday event ends November 30th.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Goss Dodge Chrysler today, Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at gosscars.com.
MSRP is the manufacturer's suggested retail price, not necessarily the price paid by the average consumer. See salesperson for details about a $1,000 new vehicle price guarantee.
Go, go, go.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
We're back here at Stafford Arena. We're getting set for the Middlebury Panthers and Norwich Cadets. The first of two games here today. Of course, we'll just have the Middlebury game here for you on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brett Luthner here in Plattsburgh, New York. This is, of course, the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. A couple storylines to follow in this game for this afternoon. One, let's look at what the mid kids do against the cadet veterans. And we say that because, as we said before, three of the four Middlebury goals have come from freshmen this year, and of course the fourth one has come from a sophomore. On the flip side, as we said earlier as well, seven of the top eight cadets in scoring are seniors. And in fact, if you want to go a little bit deeper, the top 12 in scoring for Norwich are either juniors or seniors. So it's that upper class level getting the job done for the cadets in their first seven games. So Middlebury, can the freshmen counteract or kind of balance, if you will, the ability of the Norwich seniors and juniors to get the job done, as we're seeing highlights now on the video screen of Plattsburgh defeating Middlebury in last year's Prime League tournament. It was a 5-4 win by Plattsburgh in the semi last year. And they're putting up the highlights on the video board here at Stafford Arena. Storyline number two, as we're looking through the stats and everything, is if you're Middlebury, you really want to stay out of the penalty box, in particular, 5-on-3s. This year, the cadets have had a 5-on-3 four times. They've converted on one of them. Middlebury, on the other hand, have had to defend against three separate 5-on-3 situations. It's something as a team you do not want to get involved with, 5-on-3 situations. So a greater way of trying to stay out of the box is to stay out of those 5-on-3 situations, kill off the penalties, and get back at it after the power play. That would be key going on there. And then the third one is, can Stephen Klein keep the door closed? Klein has been stellar. He was stellar in that first game. He was stellar last season, too. Comes into this game with a 193 goals against average, same percentage, 931. Stephen Klein's going to have to be every bit as stingy going into this one to hopefully keep the Cadets off the board. Of course, last year's Promlink, I should correct myself, was in Norwich, not here at Plattsburgh, as I just stated a moment ago. So that's your storylines to the game. Once again, let's see how the mid-kids do against the Cadet veterans. Can the Panthers stay out of the five-on-three situations? And finally, Stephen Klein in net. Can he come up with another stellar performance here this afternoon? We are moments away from Middlebury and Norwich. In fact, that clock's reading at 10 minutes. This is an opportunity to give you some of the numbers going into this game for both sides. Middlebury 0-2 on the season, having lost the main road swing. Colby 2-1 and Bowdoin 5-3 in the 2-1 losses in overtime. Overall, Middlebury's had the lead after two once, and they've trailed after two once, and up and tied as of yet. Overall, the power play, the Panthers come in with a 14.5% clip. That's 1-for-7 on the season. That's good. That's all the way down to the 67th, tied for 62nd, I should say, in NCAA Division III. Killing them off, they're tied for 29th. 10-for-12, killing off penalties for the Panthers. That's 83.3%. On the other side, the Cadets come in 5-1-1 on the season. They're 2-0-1 at home in Northfield, Vermont. On the road, they are 3-1. They're 1-1 in one goal games. And the big thing with Norwich, and actually if you want to put this down as a fourth storyline, you can. They are 5-1 when they score the first goal. And the opponent has scored first. It's only happened once, and in a tie. So the Cadets, very difficult to handle when, especially when they get up with that first goal of the game. Norwich has been to overtime twice. So has Middlebury's been to overtime once. Norwich twice. Of course, Norwich has got the tie. But both teams have lost in overtime. Should it get down to that level? Overall, with the special teams, Norwich, and this is why we say stay out of the box. Norwich, 11-for-40 on the season. That is 27.5%, which is 11th in NCAA Division III play. Killing off penalties, they're 23-for-27. That's tied for 20th. So special teams doing the job for Norwich this season. As we had said, Norwich has had 4 5-on-3 advantages. They've scored one time. They've had a 5-on-3 against them once, did not allow a goal. Middlebury has had 3 5-on-3s against, not allowed goals in any of them. They have not had a 5-on-3 advantage to themselves so far this season. Starting to see a couple of players come out of the locker rooms and line up by the entrances. Middlebury will be in their home whites today. The white jerseys, socks trimmed out in navy blue with the Panther logo across the front and Middlebury underneath the Panther. On the other side of things, Norwich will be in their maroon jerseys, trimmed out in gold and white, as they're getting set to come out of the ice. You can see from our vantage point, as the referees have hit the ice now as well, you can see from our vantage point, Norwich waiting in the runway, the home runway as it were. They will be in the dark jerseys. Middlebury in the end to our right. They are now all gathering right by the entrance to get ready to come out onto the ice, as we are almost set to go. Middlebury and Norwich here at the Great Northern, the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. This is the first of the two games today. Of course, the second one, Concordia, Minnesota, will go up against Plattsburgh. As the Panthers now take to the ice, followed by the Cadets. And any moment now, we will be getting the starting lineups. We will, of course, announce them to you before we head into the national anthems. So while we have a moment and everybody's skating around, we might as well tell you once again that this has been the LeBurge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LeBurge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Stephen Klein, we know, is starting. He'll scuff up the crease to our right. And at the other end is Brandon Ostepchuk. He'll scuff up the crease to our left. As we get ready for the Primelink Great Northern Shootout, game one of two. Here in the background.
Let's meet the this afternoon's starting lineups. First for Norwich, the designated visiting team.
Norwich, the visiting team in this game.
From Andover, Massachusetts, number 15.
The forwards, number 15, Paul Russell, a senior from Andover, Massachusetts. They're also going to start Todd Jackson, number 14, a freshman from Holly Springs, North Carolina. And number 17, Kristen Thompson, a freshman from Windham, New Brunswick. That's the forward line. The defenseman, number 3, Cody Smith, a senior from Hudson, Massachusetts. And a junior from Rochester, Minnesota, number 5, Alex Branderup. And in goal, a junior from Lethbridge, Alberta, number 1, Brandon Ostepchuk. As the cadets now all streak forward to the blue line and slam on their brakes. Now here comes the lineup for the Middlebury Panthers, also lined up on their goal line. The forwards, Camille Kachuk, a sophomore from Oakville, Ontario, number 38, starting a left wing. The right winger is number 26, Mitch Allen, a freshman out of Clifton Park, New York. Not too terribly far from here, about a couple hours. And Connor Lloyd, a freshman from Chalfont, Pennsylvania, number 44. He's the center for the Panthers. Andrew Neary, the captain, a senior from Milton, Massachusetts. He wears number 5. He's one defenseman, along with Brendan Dawson, number 2, a freshman from Medway, Massachusetts. And in goal, number 31, Stephen Klein, a junior from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. That's our starting lineups. Opening faceoff when we come back. You're listening to Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The Black Friday sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Save up to 20% on select inventory, including Jeep Cherokees, Dodge Journeys, and Ram heavy-duty trucks. Upgrade your fleet during commercial truck season with 0% for 75 months on Ram 1500s. Check out the Dodge Challenger Hellcat, 6-speed manual with Go Mango paint. Still in the wrappers and with no miles, it won't last long. Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors.
Visit the Village for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Village Gifts in Jericho. All Melissa and Doug toys and plush are 20% off. Earth Angel bracelets are 20% off. And Melissa and Doug puzzles 30% off. Only Friday and Saturday. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho. Deck the halls from 10 to 4 at the Pizzagalli Center for Art and Education at Shelburne Museum. Celebrate the holiday season with art activities and the sounds of the holidays. Explore the grounds by horse and wagon. Friday through Sunday, get 50 to 70% off select items during the museum store holiday sale.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like to business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Tom Denneker from Denneker Chevrolet. Why wait for Black Friday when Denneker has a Black Friday all month long? We're rolling out the best deals with our brand new building, and you've got to come see it. It's beautiful. Denneker has Black Friday lease deals for under $200 a month, $169 for a brand new 2017 Cruise, $189 a month for a brand new 2017 Equinox. You can even drive to your holiday gathering in a luxury vehicle for under $300 a month, $279 for a Chevy Impala, $209 for a brand new Malibu, or $269 $1,499 for a Traverse. And get 20% cash back on select Silverado models. You'll appreciate the cash when you're out shopping for your holiday. Don't worry about your credit. I have my credit elves, I mean credit team, working to make sure you get the vehicle you want. We offer guaranteed credit approval and free Vermont State inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. So don't forget to thaw the turkey, and don't forget to visit us at our new dealership to get the best Black Friday deal at Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South in Middlebury, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Find new roads!
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
National anthem has been completed, and we are just about set to go here. Primeling, Great Northern Shootout, first of the two games here. Panthers taking on the Norwich Cadets. Goaltenders for this one. In the goal to our right is Stephen Klein, an 0-1 record of 193, goals against, 931 save percentage for the junior from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. At the other end, Braden Estepchuk, a junior out of Lethbridge, Alberta. This season, 2-0, a 150 goals against average, a 909 save percentage. He does have a shutout on the season. The junior getting the start here this afternoon. Just about set to go. Glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Norwich will be going from left to right in the maroon jerseys, trimmed in gold and white. Panthers in the white jerseys, trimmed in the navy blue, going from right to left. And immediately sent into the zone by Jackson. Back for it is Andrew Neary, number 5. Onto the stick of Brendan Dawson, number 2. Dawson gets it to the center and it's dumped in. Quickly around, Brandrup sends it. Brandrup, number 5. Now it's tied up in the far corner. Before the puck squirts free. Trying to step up with this one is Connor Lloyd, number 44. Lost possession of the puck momentarily. Still, they scrap for it. It's now a two-side battle. The puck's dug free and chipped out the center. Neary cross ice to Dawson. Early stage of this one, and the puck chipped into the bench. 19:16 to go, first period. An apologetic palm goes out by Mitch Allen, not intending to hit the Norwich bench with it. No score here. Panthers and Cadets. Faceoff will be in front of the Panther bench. Head coach Neil Sinclair has got himself a record of overall 30 wins, 18 losses, and 8 ties with the Panthers. And now his fourth season at the helm. As this goes out for icing against the Panthers. And the faceoff will come all the way in the Middlebury end. He is opposed by Mike McShane in his 22nd season with the Norwich Cadets. His 36th season overall coaching, and he just got his 700th win in the last game, which was a 4-0 victory. This is behind the net now. Puck working free for the moment, and the Panthers have it. A little foot, but not out of the zone, so Jasanti's got to peel back. Minute 10 gone by. No score here. Middlebury and Norwich. Glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Brett Luthner coming to you from Stafford Arena in Plattsburgh. On up ahead is Jasanti. The puck just slapped off his stick and back out. Come to the Cadets momentarily. When the puck's spun back around. Neutral zone. Now Norwich moving it. Nice move around. A stuff attempt made by Klein. Good job by Kevin Salvucci, number 16. But Klein shuts the door and gets the whistle. 18:21 to go in the first period. First shot on goal goes to Norwich. No score. Faceoff will be to the left of Stephen Klein. As we were saying, 700's career victory. We'll get to that in a moment. Puck worked for the Panthers. Now 700 career victories for Mike McShane. A 4-0 victory over Castleton back on Saturday. Got the win, got number 700 for him. Neutral zone play now, and going in after it is number 19, Mark Lyman. Lyman tied up in the corner on the near side boards. Puck still trying to work free. Lyman doing battle with number 22, Jake Erickson. Lyman's got it. Heads back to the point. Cross-ice pass from Dineen to Lelucci. That's turned over, and here go the Cadets the other way. That's only as far as center ice. Quickly back the other way in an onside play. Before getting checked off was Danny Jacobs, number 39. Scrapping the neutral zone. Good job moving forward, though. Panthers centering pass out in front. It's deflected for a shot. Save made by a Stepchuk, and he ends up having it in his gear. Good job put forward there by Mark McClellan, number 37, who hopped over the boards, as well as Joey Puccini, number 10, who was out there. He stays out. He'll be out there with Braden Quest, number 23, and Sunhill Park, number 13. Face off to the left of a Stepchuk. The draw won cleanly back by Austin Sirwich, number 27. Puck still around the wall. Eventually picking it up is number 19, Trent Dillinger. Turned it over. A shot from long range. A stick to side. Rebound comes up, and here come the Cadets in a 2-on-3, essentially. Chipped into the zone after Dillinger. Not granted a shot on goal just yet for the Panthers. In the meantime, losing an edge is checked up Puccini. Puck goes down low. Eventually back out to the point for a Cody Smith shot that goes high and wide. Rebound. Loose around. And eventually he's going to be worked up and out of the zone by the Panthers. Weaving his way through is Dawson. Brendan Dawson gains the red line, then chips it into the Cadet zone. Left behind the net by a Stepchuk. Line change on for the Panthers. 16-27 first period. Intercept into the Panther bench. Chipped out by Russell. For Paul Russell, number 15. 16-24 to go into first. No score. Of course, the winner of this game plays at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The losing team will play at 4 p.m. in the consolation game against the result of the next game between Concordia of Minnesota and Plattsburgh. Off the tie-up, Panthers win the draw, but the shot blocked out in front, and eventually it'll work its way out to center. Nice chip ahead to move into the zone, and a chip over the net. Chance there for, I believe, Russell. Yes, it was Paul Russell, and it just missed. Now here come the Panthers the other way. A recent 3-on-2 shot. Stepchuk, I should say. Good job by the Cadets back checking. Shot from the slot, I should say, is shanked. Still after it is Connor Lloyd. Lloyd tries to put out in front, losing an edge is Allen. And here come the Cadets the other way. 15-46, first period, no score. Line change on for some players on both sides. A wrister goes high and wide and eventually all the way down. And a penalty call is going to be coming up. Penalty call coming up against the Panthers. We'll have to see who gets it. And we get the whistle. And it looks like check from behind is going to be the call. And first power play of the game will go to Norwich. Time and penalty, 4:31. So the Panthers will have to kill one off here. Mitch Allen is in the box. One Credit Union today, tomorrow together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virginia. This one comes up and down out of the zone. So Allen, a check from behind. And so the Panthers have to kill off a power play here. Norwich comes out to center. Brandrup chips it into the zone. Come around to the far side boards, and now Brandrup's got it back from a pass. He sends into the right wing corner. That's our near side to our right. Now DeLez. Eventually it's going to work back. Brandrup goes across ice pass. Cody Smith. Thrown out in front. A one-timer is missed. Still loose in the slot. And now the Cadets have again. Brandrup. Smith. Winds. Fires. Pad save made by Klein. Rebound kicked into the corner. And they have the earlier shots on goal. Up, this is a pass back to the blue line that comes out of the zone. Brandrup's got it again. He goes cross ice. Partial line change on for the Cadets. Into the zone onside, Boundelez. Everybody weaving their way around. Eventually into the high slot. Not able to control it. Flaherty. Buck spun down low. Still 44 to go on the power play. 14-11 to go first period. And the Panthers clear all the way down again. Right towards goal. It's going to have to be covered up by a step chuck. And he gets a whistle as hustling down hard for the Panthers that time was Vinny Jasanti, number 18. 14:06 to go, first period, no score. Check it now. Norwich has got three shots to the Panthers, two. Face off to the right of Braden Ostepchuk. Coming into this game, Norwich, as we said, 11 for 40 on the power play. Middlebury killing them off at a 10 for 12 clip. Right now, Norwich has got a retreat in their own end once again. Skate out to center. Quickly with a head of steam in the zone is Salvucci, but his pass is off the mark, and now we get a whistle. Playing with a high stick is the call, and a faceoff will come all the way down into the Norwich zone. 13:43 to go. Period number one. No score. The old scoreboard that's still up here at Stafford Arena is only showing the time. They did not use that to show the score anymore. Now the two LED scoreboards, one at each end of the arena. Into the Middlebury zone. This is chipped. The final 2 seconds of the power play. The Panthers have killed this one off. Norwich is 0 for 1. Now Middlebury in possession. Jasanti, I should say, goes back to Doherty. Spin around and an up bad with a long pass. It's off a skate. Trying to weave his way through the zone, not able to do so. Allen, but he gets the puck anyway. Check that. That's not Allen. That's Trevor Turnbull, number 20. Around the wall it goes. Puck behind the net now. Stevens has got it. Travis Stevens, number 9. That slipped right off his stick, though. Middlebury putting an aggressive forecheck on Turnbull and Stevens. Stevens' pass was intended for Jasanti, but off the mark. And away come the Cadets the other way. 12:46 to go in the first. No score. Behind the Panther cage, this goes. Puck comes around the wall on the keep is TJ Dockery, but he couldn't. Hopped over his stick. Back out to center ice. With it now is Griffin. Jack Griffin, number 9. Gets it up ahead and just gloved down by Klein. He's going to hold on to this one. That was actually from Savage. Gets a whistle. 12:26 to go in the first period. No score. Off will be to the right of Stephen Klein. Kristen Thompson to take the draw against Connor Lloyd. Lloyd wins it back. Puck goes around the wall. And now the Panthers will come out to center. With it is Allen. Gets it into the zone. Lloyd cuts to the net. Allen goes cross ice. Lucci's shot is shanked off behind the net. Still with it though, Lloyd. Lloyd given a good hit there by Connor Evangelista, number 4. This one works free and up and out to center. A couple diagonal passes, quickly get it into the Panthers zone. But back in a good play is Brett Denis, number 33. And quickly down to the neutral zone before that's shrugged down by Todd Jackson. And quickly back into the Panther. And gloved down by Klein. He's just going to hold it and get a whistle. 11:46 to go, opening period. No score between Middlebury and Norwich. Face-off will go to the left of Stephen Klein. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Off the draw, this is going to come out to the neutral zone and down into the Norwich end. On a forecheck hard is Mark Lyman, number 19. Still behind the net, trying to burrow in after that is Jacobs. Couldn't come up with the puck. Quickly the other way, a little chip ahead. And now the Cadets trying to get in 3-on-2, but Pacek couldn't handle the pass. That's all the way back down to the Norwich zone. Valdelez now has it. Right wing boards nearest to us. Valdelez across the red line and across the Panther blue. Nice hip check put on, though, by number 39, Danny Jacobs. Retreating are the Cadets. 11:05, first period, no score. Erickson from center dumps it in. Cadets come off for a line change. Panthers in possession. Nice little weaving move, but a stick check, and here comes Norwich the other way. It'll be a 3-on-3. Good job breaking up the centering pass. Spencer Cage, number 22, sends it all the way down, though. This will be an icing. And we'll get a face-off all the way down in the Middlebury zone with 10:44 to go. Period number one. No score. As we get, we got the some Charlie Brown theme going on in the background. Very much in appreciation of that one. It harkens back to the days of yore. Shot on, save made by Klein off the draw. Nord still in control now. Northrop trying to gather, couldn't quite do so. Goes across to Smith. Shot through is blocked, and the Panthers come out the other way. Lyman, center ice. And then chipped it up and out of play. We get a whistle. With 10:24 to go in the opening period. No score between Middlebury and Norwich. Faceoff right in center ice here. And off the draw, the Panthers control. It's the captain, Andrew Neary. Cross to Dawson. Dawson from the red line dumps in wider than Stuchuk's cage. Puck around the net. Evangelista sends it around further. Cross ice passes off the mark. Back for it, Neary. No icing on this. Neary leaves it off after a forecheck from Griffin. To the point, but not out. A shot deflected by Griffin over the net. Rebound, far side wing. It's not out of the zone. Neary retreats now. Near corner to our right. 9:49 to go. Opening period. No score. This one hits the linesman in the leg. And the Cadets have possession of the puck again. Backhanded by Griffin into the Middlebury zone. Neary fed on his reverse pass and loses an edge. Gets some help from a couple of his partners. However, a turnover down low. Norwich has now got it. A left wing circle pass is actually sticked aside by Klein. This one, Chisanti, does work out to center. There's a linesman over on the far side who's getting a lot of the action. Not that he wants any over there. He's wearing the number 72. Sent into the Cadets zone. The Panthers now trying to put on a little forechecking pressure of their own, but that's turned over. The other one, a nice job defensively. Pellucci broke it up, racing Kachet, trying to move in. Sharp angle shot down to Norwich end. Is saved by a strip chuck. Now a 2-on-1 the other way coming in. The shot, Sammy Klein, and he holds on. Moving in was Pichette again. A good job by, can't quite tell who that was from Middlebury, breaking up the passing lanes. Might have been Bellucci, number 42. Yeah, it was. Keeps it scoreless with 8:44 to go in the first. Off the draw, shot deflected. Yeah, but now it'll eventually get out of the zone. Moving ahead with this one, Jacobs. A pass sticked aside, though, on the backhand shot by Stepchuk, I should say. Now it's in the corner to Stepchuk's right. Randrup comes away with it. Sticks behind his own cage and slides out the left wing side. Back in the Middlebury zone, and it's Cage with it. Cage gains the red line, dumps in hard. Stepchuk sends around the wall. 8:07 to go. Opening period. No score. 6-4 in favor of Norwich right now. That's long passes all the way on goal. Klein's just going to stick aside. Jasanti with it. Jasanti on the wall. Steps around one. Vinny Jasanti onside play. Just couldn't step around the good stick work of Evangelista. Shot from the point. Saved by a Stepchuk. Off the stick of number 3, Matt Doherty. Then we get a whistle with 7:43 to go. Opening period. No score. Middlebury and Norwich. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Off the tie-up, Jasanti wins it. Stevens tried to go back. Couldn't get all in the pass. Griffin intercepts and gets it out the center. Quickly, though, back in is Chisanti. Blast goes wide. Rebound, far side boards. Big collision, I should say. Bellucci wins the puck and goes down low. Turnbull Both trying to put it out in front. It's rejected right back to him. And now this one comes out to center. Could be a two-on-two. Will be a, well, was going to be a two-on-two before a line change. Now allow the Panthers to cut off the attack. Turnbull right at his own blue line. Just backhands it out to the neutral zone. Jackson with it. Now Cronin moving into the zone. Cronin shot wide of the cage. Actually gets sticked up and out of play. And we get a whistle. And all of a sudden, they've updated the shots to 11-8 Cadets. 7:03 to go, first period. That was a big jump, so we'll see what the official shot total is in up here. But no score, Middlebury and Norwich. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. Draw Warner, rising shot catches the glass. The players chop away at it. And eventually he's sticking, or trying to stick it around Connor Lloyd. A bouncing puck. Comes to the near side wall before Camille Tkachuk tried to get it out, but he lost an edge, and that's because somebody took him down as a result. Tripping the call, power play, Middlebury. It'll be there first. Time and a penalty, 13-16. Into the penalty box goes Todd Jackson. Middlebury is 1-for-7 this season on the power play. Norwich is killing them off at 23-for-27. Cross ice pass, holding on to it. Doherty sends it to Turnbull on the right wing boards. Turnbull trying to put one towards goal. That's blocked off. Jasanti moves it off Stevens. Stevens pass at a point deflected. Coming in to help out now, Doherty. Stevens, left wing circle, lost it off his stick, gets it back to the point. Doherty, cross to his partner, Cage. Stevens, tennis skates, wrist shot pad save made, and a step chuck. Back to Doherty, cross ice Cage. Looking for the deflection, but Turnbull couldn't get his stick on it. Back to the point again, Doherty. Cage now at the right point. Doherty up top. Slap pass that Jasanti had to kick to his stick. Cage now again. Fakes the shot. Goes to Doherty. His shot blocked off. Sent down low. Halfway through this power play. Another shot by Cage is deflected up and out of play. 5:42 to go in the first. 58 seconds to go on the power play for Middlebury. It's no score. Tail ended out. Looked like they were trying to rush a few shots towards goal. More than established passing lanes, which happens on occasion. Panthers win the draw again. And down to the ice from a healthy shove from Dockery. I believe that was Dawson that time. It's back now for the puck. 42. A big forecheck being put on, but Dawson makes a nice pass up ahead. Onside play, the chip in by Allen. Puck goes around and out to center again. Half a minute to go on the power play. 5:12 and counting. First period. No score. Middlebury and Norwich. Panthers set up behind their own net. And then Dawson. Going to go on the left side. That passes off. Dawson's got to retreat again. 15 to go on the power play. Pass on up ahead. Cross ice is off the mark. It goes all the way into the Norwich zone. No icing. Dockery ties up there with Tkachuk. Power play now over. Middlebury is 0-for-1. Loose in the corner. And she worked herself to Neary at the point. Neary sends around. Tkachuk now on it. Tkachuk given a ride there by Evangelista. Shot from the point blocked down in front. This is me flipped up and out to the Middlebury zone. Dawson being pestered on heavily, but still gets a pass on off, and it's quickly into the Norwich end now. 4:15 to go, first period, no score. Middlebury and Norwich here from the Primelink Great Northern Shootout in Plattsburgh. Glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brett Luthner taking you through all the action here this afternoon. All the way back into the Norwich end. Puck comes around for Josh Cronin, number 28. He couldn't control. Lyman sends it around the net. Coming in to the other side is McClellan. And his turnaround shot is sent up and out of play, and faceoff will come out of the zone with 3:47 to go in the opening period. And fans got himself a souvenir. Is he going to throw it back? Well, see, I guess he's going to keep that one. Faceoff in the neutral zone, right in front of the Norwich bench. Both benches here on the same side of the ice, the opposite side to us, so we see both player benches. The penalty boxes and scorers area is all beneath us, essentially, right nearest to us in this expanded press box here at Stafford Ice Arena, which they did several years ago. Puck comes around the wall, trying to get it out. Cage couldn't quite do so. It's still tied up down low. Cage trying to kick the puck along. Entries work free, and a penalty call coming up against the Panthers. It's going to be Lyman going to the box. Tripping is the call. Second power play coming up for Norwich. Time of this penalty, 16:49. Second, it wasn't Lyman, it was number 39, not 19. Jacobs in the box. Off the draw, Panthers got out and out to center. In on a race is Jasanti. Puck around the wall, then set back there again. It's Northrop. Brandrup, I should say, not Northrop. Brandrup with it. Center ice, the hard around. Coming on to the near side is first one there. His quest. Puck pops free in front and a save made. Nope. No save. It's going to be played on a high stick. So the faceoff is going to come out of the zone. Or is it going to be? And now they got themselves a shot on goal. Conference going on between one of the referee and the two linesmen. Still a conference. And they're going to say, asking if this was played with a high stick or not. Nope, they're going to say it was not played with a high stick. The stick was legal height. And so now, it stays in the zone. Off the draw, won by the Panthers. Comes around to the near side wall. Tkachuk with it. He had it for a moment and lost it. Back to the point. A shot from there by Brandrup is knocked down. He's got it again. To the left point where it's sent in by Smith. Sent further around. Sharp angle shot. When I put it out in front, I believe that was Russell who tried to do so. It's knocked down. Brandrup goes down low. Slamming on the brakes. Jackson. Still around the net. This goes out to the near point. Brandrup's got it. And he didn't have it for long. It's rejected out to center. 55 on the power play. 2:05 first period. No score between Middlebury and Norwich here at the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. Canets gain the zone. Cross ice pass for the shot. It maybe get a piece of it was Klein. Rebound, a tie up down low in the far corner. Hit put on that time by McClellan. It pops free to the slot. The shot never gets through. A backhand further into the zone by Flaherty. Anthony Flaherty then goes in after it. This one will squirts free and out to center. Foot race on. Here goes McClellan. McClellan shorthanded. Save made. The rebound will come up and it'll be a hand pass against Norwich. Faceoff will stay in their zone with 1:24 to go in the first period. Brandon Stepchuk makes the shorthanded save to keep this in a scoreless game. Still 13 seconds to go on the power play. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Face off, controlled by the Panthers. They send into the zone down low. 7 to go on the power play. Cadets have it in their own end. So that'll knock off the rest of this power play. Norwich will be 0-2 with the man advantage. Onside play here. Big hit coming out of the box. Penalty call. Penalty call's going to be coming up as the whistle's blown. Late whistle behind the play. They're going to say Jacobs. They're going to call him for targeting? Jacobs came out of box and just blew that play up. I'm trying to figure out what the call is. The Middlebury door is open. No, it's not. It's going to be Travis Stevens going to the box. And right now, Neil Sinclair trying to get an explanation. That's as close to beside himself as you'll see him get. Vinny Gesanti wants an explanation. Andrew Neary's out there talking with the officials. That was a very late penalty call, and now Stevens comes out of box, and back into the box goes Jacobs. So that's what the call was. But I don't know, I wouldn't say targeting. Still trying to figure out what exactly they got Jacobs for. Third power play for Norwich. They're 0 for 2. Last minute here in the period. This is sent all the way down. Well, they gave him roughing. Oh, head contact. Okay. That's why. Head contact. And that's why the roughing penalty, but they're seeing not an intentional play. It's just the tip. Randrup's got it now at the right point. And the pass put down low. A big time. Another penalty coming up. It's going to be against Middlebury. They'll just give it right up. Well, Norwich, and just what we had said, 5-on-3s. The Panthers have to avoid them. Well, they're going to be having to deal with one here. 25.2 to go in the period. Into the box goes Cage. Just what we said you didn't want to do. A 5-on-3 for a minute 21.
Middlebury penalty number 22, Spencer Cage. 2 minutes from boarding.
Boarding is the call.
19 minutes, 35 seconds.
And now let's see what Norwich does in the 5-on-3. 16 seconds to go in the period. Set up a shot. It was actually Schenk. Here's another opportunity. Blocked off behind the net. 10 to go in the period. Smith gets it back. Hurries a shot. Save made by Klein. And he holds on. Smith took that one-timer. Klein gobbled it up. 5.7 to go in the period. No score. Middlebury and Norwich. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. One by the Cadets. Smith, cross-ice pass with 2 to go. Hurry, shot, score! Right before the buzzer, the Cadets score on the power play, the 5-on-3, and they have a 1-0 lead. They're going to put maybe about half a second back up on the clock, but that one was in before the buzzer for sure. And the Cadets will have a 1-0 lead going to the locker room. Cadets already on the ice, as if they're celebrating the end of the period. Not sure what the delay is here. And now we're just saying they're going to have to conduct a face-off because there is still some time. Technically, there still is about, if anything, a second, maybe a little bit less. But Norwich scores in a 5-on-3 right at the end of the period of shot that squeaked through Klein. They put a tenth of a second on. And now finish the first period of play. And so, Salvucci gets the goal to finish off the period. For Salvucci, his fourth of the season in 1959. Our score at the end of one, Norwich 1 and Middlebury nothing. We'll come back and recap the first period in just a moment. You're listening to Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Creative spirit of the holidays this year with the Shelburne Museum Store. Get ready to receive oohs, ahs, and wow with your gift giving. November 25th through the 27th is Shelburne Museum's holiday extravaganza, with everything in store 20% off. Unique handcrafted items from local Vermont artists, jewelry, children's books, hooked rugs and pillows, scarves, capes, toys, and Christmas boxed note cards. Shelburne Museum's extravaganza, November 25th through the 27th.
Got the Pacificas and the deals during our Black Friday event at the number one selling Dodge, Chrysler, Ram dealer all of New England.
Have you heard about the newest and most innovative minivan on the market?
The Pacifica, reinvented from the road up.
Available hands-free power sliding doors and liftgate, Uconnect theater, stow and vacuum, and 8-passenger seating. Plus, standard stow-and-go seating and storage system, so now the competition doesn't stand a chance.
Lease an all-new 2017 Chrysler Pacifica Touring L for only $309 a month. That's right, only $309 a month.
Pacifica, purpose-built for the ones you love. Just call Quick or visit, and we'll make getting your cool new Pacifica fast and easy.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Gossage Chrysler today, Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at gosscars.com.
Lease quote for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year with $29.99 cash, trade equity down plus tax, total reg to well-qualified buyers. Must have a competitive lease and household to qualify. Sale ends November 30th.
Go, go, go.
Back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Stafford Arena, it's 1-0 Norwich after the first period of play. Backbreakers are always the first minute and the last minute. If you give up a goal, get a goal, however which way it goes, the momentum can switch decidedly in your favor. And that's what happened here. We had said one of our storylines is that 5-on-3 and avoiding it if you were the Panthers. Well, they got themselves in a 5-on-3 situation. And right at the end of the period, Norwich would capitalize. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. One by the Cadets. Smith, cross-ice pass or two to go. Hurry, shot, score! Right before the buzzer, the Cadets score on the power play, the 5-on-3, and they have a 1-0 lead. That was, it ends up being Salvucci getting his fourth in the season from Flaherty and Pichette at 1959. There was less than a second on the clock, when that goal was scored for Salvucci, again, his fourth in the 5-on-3 power play from Flaherty and Pichette at 19:59. That was the lone goal of the period. Shots on goal after one. Norwich 15 and Middlebury 10. There will still be a minute 35 of carryover power play time for the Cadets when we start the second period of play. When we come back, it's NHL scoreboard time. Panthers trailing the Cadets here 1-0 after one period of play at the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout, first of two games. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
The Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event is going on now at Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh. Now's the time to get the best-selling Polaris Rangers and the sharp-performing Polaris Razors and save big time. With rebates up to $3,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%, there's no reason to hold back. And make sure to check out the new 2017 Polaris Snow Machines, too. Head to Della Motorsports Plattsburgh now and save thousands during this fast and furious Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event.
Visit the Village for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Village Gifts in Jericho. All Melissa and Doug toys and plush are 20% off. Earth Angel bracelets are 20% off. And Melissa and Doug puzzles, 30% off. Only Friday and Saturday. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
For just what you need to get your weekend project done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack.
Well, these leaves aren't going to rake themselves. I better get to it.
Hey, Martin, it looks good. I'm going to get the leaf blower and help.
Oh, no, Kathleen, that's fine. I've got it.
No, really, Martin. I know you like to do things for yourself, but let me help.
Wait.
Oops, how did that happen?
Probably when you spun around in a circle. Seriously, I'm covered in leaves. It looks like I did nothing out here.
Well, if you use the leaf blower, you'll get it back into one pile in no time.
Ah, give that to me.
Martin, you have some leaves in your hair.
Come get all your fall needs from Martin's Hardware. Weather stripping to tighten your house up for the winter, rakes, and let's not forget the leaf blowers.
Or you could just ask Martin to come and rake. Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at Stafford Arena, 1-0 Norwich with the lead after one period of play over Middlebury. And this right now is the NHL scoreboard update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury. Well, yesterday was Thanksgiving in the United States here, and thus only two games. Today, everybody getting back at it in the National Hockey League. As we load up the scores, we do know a couple finals. Chicago defeated Anaheim by a final score. I'm checking. Chicago was up on Anaheim 1-0. It's late first period. The Islanders, end of one. They beat the San Jose Sharks 1-0. Pittsburgh trailing Minnesota 2-1. That's late first period. One final from earlier today. The Rangers defeated the Flyers by a final score of 3-2. Games going on Buffalo at Washington for a 5 p.m. start. Winnipeg at Nashville, 6 p.m. start. 7:30 for Calgary at Boston. Columbus at Tampa Bay, also 7:30, as well as Detroit at New Jersey. Vancouver is at Dallas for an 8:30 start. And Edmonton visits Arizona for a 9 p.m. start. There's a whole bunch of NHL action, 11 games in the National Hockey League going tonight. And three going on right now. One of them is a final, and then seven more, to take place a little bit later on. That is the NHL scoreboard update. It's sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Just giving some more stats that went on in this first period of play, which sees Norwich up on Middlebury 1-0. As we said, 15-10 are the shots, and when you look at it, Cody Smith's got three shots on goal, as does Paul Russell for the Norwich Cadets, a pair for Nick Bichette, Kevin Salvucci, who scored on one of those two shots on goal. On the Middlebury side, three shots for Mitch Allen in that first period. Braden Quest snuck through a couple. And then others from Dawson Doherty, Stevens, Connor Lloyd as well. Overall, and Mark McLeod, didn't want to forget him. Overall, 10 shots for the Panthers through 20 minutes of play. And as we said, got to stay out of the 5-on-3 situations. And a 5-on-3 situation, in this case, came back to haunt the Panthers. They gave up a goal there. And now find themselves down by a final score, but a score of 1-0. Cadets with that lead after 20 minutes of play. Zamboni is just about finished. We will take a timeout when we return. Get set for period number two here between Middlebury and Norwich. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
For just what you need to get your weekend project done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack.
Well, these leaves aren't going to rake themselves. I better get to it.
Hey, Martin, it looks good. I'm going to get the leaf blower and help.
Oh, no, Kathleen, that's fine. I've got it.
No, really, Martin, I know you like to do things for yourself, but let me help.
Wait.
Oops, how did that happen?
Probably when you spun around in a circle. Seriously, I'm covered in leaves. It looks like I did nothing out here.
Well, if you use the leaf blower, you'll get it back into one pile in no time.
Ah, give that to me.
Martin, you have some leaves in your hair.
Come get all your fall needs from Martin's Hardware. Weather stripping to tighten your house up for the winter, rakes, and let's not forget the leaf blower.
Or you could just ask Martin to come and rake. Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Deck the halls from 10 to 4 at the Pizzagalli Center for Art and Education at Shelburne Museum. Celebrate the holiday season with art activities and the sounds of the holidays. Explore the grounds by horse and wagon. Friday through Sunday, get 50 to 70% off select items during the museum store holiday sale.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
We're between periods one and two, and unlike what we've had earlier in the season, the teams are going to get a little extra time, so we got a few minutes before they step back on the ice. 1-0, Norwich with the lead over Middlebury through 20 minutes of play. Might as well tell you what's coming up here. Actually, one game going on right now. We're going to try to find it. Brockport is at Tufts, or playing against Tufts, the Rutland Herald Invitational. That's in Castleton. Yeah, so Brockport and Tufts going on. Haven't found any live scoring updates as of yet on that one, but they are playing as we speak. We should be in the second period sometime. Games that will happen at 7 o'clock tonight in Division 3. Stevenson, and this is all non-conference games, so everybody going out of conference for this weekend. Stevenson is at Buffalo State. St. Norbert is visiting Manhattanville. UMass Boston going to Utica Memorial Auditorium to take on the Pioneers. Later tonight, Concordia, Minnesota and Plattsburgh will get going here. Western New England is at Castleton, the second game of the Rutland Herald Invitational. Concordia of Wisconsin is at Bethel, and Nazareth is at Lake Forest. That's all the Division III games going on the men's side for tonight. On the women's side, we haven't seen any finals. We do know, we're trying to look it up. There's Middlebury women were taking on Utica in the Cardinal Panther Classic. And as we look at it, well, we do have an update on Tufts game, by the way. They lead Brockport 3-0. As we look at the entire NESCAC squad, we're going to try to find a women's game from earlier tonight. We're not finding it right now, so at some point, we'll find out what the, Middlebury women have done this afternoon. And as we look at it, nothing. It's actually tomorrow, not today. So I apologize for that. They're going to play tomorrow, Saturday. I should have looked there. So that's all going on tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. The Cardinal Panther Classic. It'll be Utica at Middlebury, and then the other game will be Adrian and Plattsburgh. Of course, Plattsburgh are the defending national champions from last year, mowing over the competition. That's going on. So that's the score there. Really, though, in the NESCAC, overall, just top to bottom is elite. The only games going on right now are the two hockey games. Middlebury and, of course, Tufts in terms of NESCAC teams. That'd be the only two games going on in college hockey. Our officials have now stepped back out on the ice. Gives us a chance to tell you who those officials are, by the way. Joe Carasone, Andy O'Brien are the referees. Rick Lembo and Brent Adams are the linesmen. Officials are on the playing surface. The Panthers now have emerged from their dressing area. Their changing room. They will be hitting the ice in about 30 seconds or so to get this second period started. 1-0. Cadets with the lead as we head to the second period of play. Of course, the second game, the Concordia Cobbers will get things going in game number two against the host team, Plattsburgh State. That'll be game number two coming up. And, oh, just a matter of moments. Of course, Concordia coming out of the MEAC. And Plattsburgh plays their games conference-wise out of the SUNY Athletic Conference. Panthers have now hit the ice, and Norwich follows suit. Second period soon to start here from Stafford Ice Arena. We're glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Steven Klein scuffs up the crease now to our left. At the other end, Braden Estepchuk getting things ready in the goal to our right. Still a minute 35 of carryover power play time that the Panthers have to deal with. They will send out their Braden Quast and Vinny Chisanti, along with Andrew Neary and Brendan Dawson. Up front for Norwich. Looks like it'll be Flaherty taking the draw. He's flanked by Pichette. And then a dump into the zone, and quickly going after it is Kevin Salvucci on the power play. This one sent up and out. The defensemen are Brandrup and Cody Smith. Second period underway. Panthers nearly created a shorthanded opportunity. Jasanti, he's not got the puck again. Jasanti down low. He's tied up. Finally, it's worked free, and the Cadets will try to work their way out. Halfway through the power play. 19:23 to go, second period. No, it's 1-0 Norwich, I should say. Chipped into the zone, wide of Cage. Puck goes around the net. Back behind it now, Flaherty. But trying to put it back to a point, but Brandrup, I should say, couldn't control. It's out the center. Salvucci now in the neutral zone. Back play forward, couldn't quite get it to his man. Sent all the way back down to get again. 28 to go on the power play. Moving ahead, trying to move ahead, Thompson, but that's swept off his stick. Sent ahead further by Smith. Behind the Middlebury Cage on the dump in. Evangelista on the far side board. Sends it back down low. Trying to come around for it. Not able to get there. It was Russell. And sent up and all the way down that time by Jacobs. Jacobs up on a forecheck. He's out there with Tkachuk. The defensemen are Bellucci and it's Daugherty out there. Around a shot tipped out in front. Going in after Russell. Put behind the net. Power play now over. And Norwich 1-for-4 on the man advantage. Evangelista shot deflected and a save made by Klein. The rebound slugged out in front and sent away. This one comes to the neutral zone. Chance for a 2-on-1 Panthers. Moving ahead, Jacobs. Centering pass just out of reach. Bellucci keeps it at the point. The man that he just missed with Spencer Cage. He's down low. Cage sends it behind the net. That's around the wall. 17:47 to go. Second period. 1-0 Cadets. Pass on up ahead. Here's Russell. Russell left wing side. Save made by Klein. Rebound to the point. And eventually out of the zone. Smith in a retreat. Goes cross ice. Collision right in the at center ice. Cage backhands it into the zone. Line change on for the Panthers. Onside play, the move ahead for a sharp angle shot that goes wide of Klein's cage. Smith takes a shot. That's deflected up and over. Rebound controlled by Lloyd. Out to center. Slugged back in by Brandrup. Half boards, but not out. Dillinger keeps in. Cross ice pass by Dillinger. Trent Dillinger, number 19. Wrestling fans out there might wish he wore number 10. Puck put down low. Intercepted that time by Connor Lloyd and tried to send out his own but couldn't do so. A good keep. And a wrist shot blocked off. Klein to score! A very sharp angle shot, Jack Griffin, but he found a spot and put it under the crossbar with 16:45 to go in the second. Norwich leads 2-0. Time of the goal, 3:15. And it certainly looked like Jack Griffin snuck it under the bar. Check it, not 9, the 19th, Trent Dillinger. This is all the way down. So for Dillinger, it's his first career goal. And it makes it 2-0. Neutral zone play here for the Panthers. And it looks like Salvucci is the one with the lone assist on it. This one behind the net. Still waiting for the official word or the official post, but we do know Dillinger scored the goal. Around the wall, but not out. A couple shoves down low, now behind the net. So Norwich leading 2-0, 15:53 and counting, second period. Crowd starting to file in here for the second game. That'll come up later tonight between Concordia and Plattsburgh. With it now, Daugherty. Sends up the wall in the zone. Offside is ahead of the play. It was Lyman. 15:36 to go. Second period. 2-0 Cadets. Now last go, Dillinger from Salvucci. That's the lone assist. At 3:15. So it's 2-0. This one comes up and out of play. We'll get another whistle. Staying in the Norwich zone here with 15:24 to go in the period. Difficult part for the Panthers. Is that Norwich is only allowed 12 goals all season, less than two a game. So Panthers going to have to climb that hill. Tie up this puck goes around. With you, trying to get onto it. And doing a good job, but a forecheck was Connor Lloyd. A couple hits being put on, the last one by Tkachuk. In the meantime, this comes up and out the other way. Hard angle towards the net, that time by Pichette is knocked off to the point for a shot that's deflected up and over. Rebound slapped around the wall, trying to slap it around the wall that time was Dineen, does get it to center. Cross ice dump in by Mitch Allen. 14:50 to go, second period, 2-0 Cadets. Allen wins the puck. Tkachuk, though, had it slide off his stick. And away goes Norwich the other way. A wrist shot by Flaherty deflected off to the corner. And centering pass intercepted. Allen gets it out to center. It's as far as it gets before it's sent right back into the zone by Brandrup. Tkachuk can't quite control. Second effort does get, just flips it into the zone. 14:18 to go now, second period, and a 2-0 Cadet lead. Onside dump in, around the net it goes. Dawson had it knocked off his stick that time by Jackson. Neary, though, goes back to Dawson. Sends up the near sideboard. It's going to go all the way down. No icing. Brandrup. Rounded up and out to center ice. Thompson drops a pass on off. Russell tries to split through, and a penalty call coming against the Panthers. Tripping the call, Middlebury will have to kill off another power play into the box. Caccini. Norwich 1-for-4 on the power play. Time of the penalty, 6:13. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's most beautiful gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. Power play number 5 for the Cadets. They're 1-for-4, sent all the way down. That included a 5-on-3 goal. That's where they scored the one. Mitchell zone and into the zone. Good hit put on that time by Jacobs, but Norwich still in possession. Cronin left off. With it now, Salucci. Still taking a look. Sends it back out to the right point. Ooh, give and go. Cronin now eventually, at least the left point. Puts out in front. That's blocked down. Sent up and out of the zone. And now an opportunity going the other way. McClellan breakaway. McClellan save made and held on to by a Stepchuk. McClellan had the shorthanded breakaway off a deflected clearing attempt, but a Stepchuk shut the door. 12:59, second period. Still 2-0 Norwich. Face off to Stepchuk's left, won by the Cadets, trying to control Brandrup. Right wing side and onside play here from Brandrup. His shot same made by Klein. Big rebound. Loose kicked away by Klein. Brandrup now in the left wing circle. Comes back out. His cross ice pass to Smith. Brandrup wants it. Gets it. One-timer shanked. Went to a knee to try to put extra power behind it, but just missed it. Sent up and out of the zone by Neary. Foot race on. After it now is Allen. He gets there first. Sharp angle shot. Shrugged off by a Stepchuk. Now loose and behind. Cadets have a half minute on the power play still. Onside Russell. Long shot save made by Klein, and he holds on. 12:10 to go, period number 2. 23 seconds to go on the power play for Norwich. They lead 2-0. off to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. And Angelista, penalty call. It's going to go against Norwich. Interference is going to be the call. Into the box goes Flaherty, and that will end the power play. Trying to get to spots. Flaherty set a little bit of a pick. And that would be a no-no. Time and a penalty, 7:52. Off the tie-up. This is controlled by Norwich. Evangelista. Cross-ice pass and an onside play. Nice move at the line. Cross-ice pass, a shot, save made. Good cut down the left side, Kevin Salvucci, but it's stopped by Klein. Salvucci again. It's right into the gear of Spencer Cage, and it comes out to the neutral zone. Middlebury now on the power play. Norwich 1 for 5 on a power play. Second power play for Middlebury, they're 0 for 1. Behind the net now, Cage. Takes a look, thinks about a pass, and eventually gives it to the left wing side. Jasanti dropped off Doherty. Cross ice, nobody home right now. Loose it out to center, and then back in for an offside. Thompson was leaking out the other way to try to get a shorthanded attempt in the other direction. 11-12 to go in the second. 1:04 to go on the Middlebury power play. They trail 2-0. Off in the neutral zone. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Panthers off the draw. Sent in by Neary. Around the wall it goes. Near sideboards. Bounces and slugged all the way down. Neary back for it. Aggressive forecheck being put on that time by Austin Sirowick. I'm sorry, Sirowick is how it's pronounced. Onside play, Tkachuk score! Bar down! Camille Tkachuk on the power play. And Middlebury's cut the lead in half. It's now 2-1. Sirowick went in hard on a forecheck. Panthers broke it out to center. Tkachuk was given space on that right wing side and snapped one and went bar down. Time of the goal, 9:16. So Kachuk's first of the season on the power play makes it 2-1. And the Panthers are 1-for-2 with the man advantage. Excellent shot there. Find out the other particulars in a moment. In the meantime, Norwich onside. Set down low. Williams. Dawson, the lone assist. At 9:16. So Dawson, his first career point, comes at 9:16 and makes it 2-1. Cage throws it in from center, right on goal. Quickly back the other way. An onside play by Valdez. Save made. Klein, he holds on. Peyton Valdez stuck through, but it's gathered by Klein. 9:50 to go in the second. Tkachuk, his first of the season from Brendan Dawson, who gets career point number one. It's 2-1 now. Off the tie-up, puck controlled and skated up and out by Dawson. Right wing board, Stevens trying to send in. Having to pick up his stick in the process was Turnbull. We haven't said his name much this afternoon. Turnbull's got it now, trying to send into the zone, couldn't quite get it there. Near side, the Canucks come out to center, quickly into the Panthers zone. Valdez couldn't get through and sent all the way down. Pichette. Onside here, Pichette. His shot blocked off by the captain, Neary. Round to the near side boards, chopped at by Turnbull out, and it's a two-on-one. Stevens moves in. Stevens shooting, pass save, rebound is a save made, and a brilliant one by a step chuck. Coming down the middle was Turnbull that time, put out in front. A bouncing puck in the right wing circle. Good job by Stevens to keep in. Gets it on off for Lloyd. Lloyd loses an edge, and the Cadets gather. 8:40 to go, second period, 2-1 to score. Center ice and a dump in, line change on for Norwich. Panthers gather, Bellucci. The chip ahead and into the zone by Allen. Around it goes by Smith. A bouncing puck, Allen to turnaround shot, couldn't get it. Good job by Smith to lift the stick. Cross ice pass, Russell. Russell on it near side, boys. Bellucci chips that in. It's into the zone. Russell in after it. Loses the puck battle, though, to Dineen. At the blue line, but not out. And a long shot goes wide. Russell near side, boards. Shot tipped wide by Jackson. Behind the net, this goes. 7:53, second period. 2-1, Norwich. Turnover. The put out front. Jackson shot deflected. Trying to jam one at goal, but it's good job by Jacobs. And now away goes Allen the other way. Allen shooting. It's deflected well up into the netting. And we get a stoppage of play. 7:38 to go in the second. 2-1, Norwich with the lead. Face off to come in the zone to the left. Or to the right, I should say, of Brandon Stepchuk. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People. Route 7 in Middlebury. Stevens take the draw. Panthers win it. Back to the point. A hurried shot blocked off. Cage has got it. He shoots through a screen and a save made. A step chuck. He never saw it come in. Just went down instinctively into the butterfly to make that save. Big hit put on in the corner. Nearly a turnover for the Panthers, but the Cadets do come out. Center ice and a chip in, backhanded variety by TJ Dockery. Forecheck being put on. This one comes out to center and sent back into the Panthers zone. Back for it, Doherty. Now Cage behind the net. And they'll set things up. 7 minutes to go, second period in a 2-1 game. Jasanti tried to step in. This will be offside. Jasanti was getting up a full head of steam to go into the zone. Lost control of the puck. By the time it was sent back to him, he was offside. 6:55 to go, period number two. Neutral zone, face-off controlled by Norwich. Skating ahead with this one and trying to move into the zone, Salvucci. Right wing corner, hit put on. Stepping away with this is Pacini. Sent into the Norwich zone. In on the chase is Park. Back out to the neutral zone. Dawson sent it right into Park's paraphernalia. Lewis retreats. Teron Lewis, number 8, sent it back. It's intercepted. Here's a shot by Dawson. It's right into the midsection of Stepchuk, who pretty much swallows it up. With 6:22 to go in the second period, Cadets lead 2-1. Face-off will be to the left of Braden the Stepchuk. Around the wall this goes and out to center ice. Move in onside play. Pass out front. The opportunity for Smith a couple times. Save made by Klein. Pass is deflected right to Smith, but he can never really get a clean shot off. Shakes his head in frustration at that. 6:08 to go in the second. Still tied. It's still 2-1 Cadets. So many matchups between these two teams, not just in the Prime League tournament, they meet in the regular season as well, and sometimes in the NCAA tournament. This one chipped into the Norwich zone. The forecheck put on by Allen. He ties up. This one comes away, though, and eventually out to center. Moving ahead with this one, Pichette. Dropped off Flaherty back to Pichette, left wing side. He goes around the net. Pichette still with it. Still looking things over. Pichette tore around the world there. Now Smith at the point. Shot blocked out in front. Nice job, Bellucci, with one hand on the stick just to get it out the center. 5.5 to go, second period. 2-1 Cadets. Chip into the zone onside. Around the wall with this one is Allen. On up ahead. Onside play, Jacobs. Just chips it into the corner on the far side to our right. Lyman tied up there. Now it's a 2-on-2 battle as Jacobs comes in to help out. Todd Jackson comes away with the puck. Behind the net for Evangelista. Reverses it to relieve some pressure. Now the Cadets come out to center. Russell takes it off the wall. Trying to get a sharp angle shot, but the puck was rolling on him. Sends it around the net. Christian Thompson with it. Back for Jackson in the corner. Jackson, and then this one, ooh, nearly thrown on net by, I believe it was Cage, but almost put it on his own net. But the Panthers come out to center. Pass not able to be handled that time by McClellan. Sent behind Klein's cage yet again. 4.5 to go in the second period. 2-1 Norwich leads. Long passes off the mark. It's going to go all the way down for icing against Middlebury. And the faceoff will come all the way into the Panther end. 4:22 to go. Period number two. Cadets lead 2-1. Off to the left of Stephen Klein. And now Griffin nearly let Griffin know he didn't like the stick work. In the meantime, everybody had to shuffle around the faceoff. Neary's got it. And then Griffin gives Neary a shove. In the meantime, puck in the Norwich zone, quickly out of it. No, Middlebury's got possession again. Descended, I shouldn't say Neary, I should say that was Darty doing the talking before. Nice, nice pass on it, and nice move around into the zone for a shot. Erickson did all that work, and the save made by Klein. Rebound Corral, then eventually skated out of his own Jasanti. Left off by Turnbull, but the play is offside at the Norwich blue line with 3:47 to go in the second period. We'll give it the essentially more than just a NESCAC scoreboard update. There's no league action, but Tufts is in action, so we will give you that update as well as what's going to go on later on. That's coming up at second intermission, which is coming about 3:40. Here's Jasanti onside. Knocked to the ice by Lewis. Stevens goes into the far corner to our right to get that puck. He turns it over, though. Jasanti gets it back, slugs it around. Near side boards, behind the net, chopped at. Jasanti just couldn't get there. To the point, though, Dawson's shot kicked away by a defenseman into the corner. Still they tie up. Williams now got his feathers to pass ahead. And Salucci sends it. Salucci, as I say, sends it into the zone. Good hit put on by Dawson. But Salucci gets the puck back. A sharp angle shot blocked off by Neary. Bouncing puck. Another sharp angle shot. This one sticked the side. That time by Connor Lloyd. Lloyd then tries to backhand it up. That's turned over. Dawson hits Stevens with it. And eventually into the zone. Offside. Nearly a fortuitous bounce as Dawson hit Stevens with a feathered pass in the back. He gathered, nearly got Turnbull, but that pass deflected and threw the timing off of everything. 2:45 to go in the second. 2-1 Cadets. Swing loosened back into the Panthers zone. Retreating for this one is Bellucci. Bellucci couldn't quite get around his... The forecheck of Pichette turned over. Pichette trying to get onto it. Turns it over, however. Allen tried to give ahead to Tkachuk. That's intercepted. And back come the Cadets the other way. 2-on-3. Now some help arrives. So now the Cadets, funny hop off the Zamboni door. Clearing attempt knocked down but not out. Bellucci's got it again. He gets it out to the neutral zone. Skates after it. Shuffleboards it further. Cross-ice pass, though. Cadets move the other way. Flaherty. Flaherty fakes the drop pass. Goes around the net. Centered out in front. It's blocked off. Pichette's got it. Cross-ice pass for the one-timer. And a save by Klein. Off the shot from Flaherty. 1:51 to go, second period, 2-1 Norwich. National Bank of Middlebury offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. Off the tie-up, one by the Panthers. Darty goes around the net. Comes up the near side boards before he's checked off the play by a couple of cadets. And then the whistle's blown. This all goes into zone offside with 1:41 to go in the second period. Neutral zone draw won by the Panthers. Back for it, Cage. Cross ice, diagonal pass. This now eventually intercepted in the zone with this one, Jacobs. Jacobs trying to spin out of the check of Brandrup. Couldn't quite do so. Puck pops free on the near side boards, and the cadets try to come out. It's a good job at the line, though, by Cage. Jacobs again. Watched by Brandrup. Centering pass out in front. Blocked down as Cage was coming down the middle. Not Cage. That was actually Quast coming down the middle. Sharp angle shot the other end. Save made by Klein. That was Russell taking the shot. This one comes to the point, but not out. Last minute of play, second period. Long shot does get on goal. And it's gobbled up by Klein getting the whistle. With 58.2 seconds to go in the second period of a 2-1 Cadets lead. Of course, game two coming up later tonight. Concordia, Minnesota taking on Plattsburgh. Sharp angle shot. Of course, Middlebury will find out their opponent about 9 o'clock or 9:15 tonight. Now going the other way. Onside play, Neary. His shot catches the glass, goes behind the net. Trying to step up to this one and doing so, Ian Williams sends all the way down, though, on a missed pass. This will be an icing against Norwich, and a faceoff will come all the way down into the cadet zone with 34.5 seconds to go in the second period. 2-1 Cadets. Second request, taking the draw, and he wins it clean. To the point for a wrist shot. Bad save made by a step chuck off the Neary wrister. Now Jasanti. Jasanti trying to weave his way free. And now down to the ice, and a penalty call is going to come up. Jasanti took an awkward tumble into the wall. And it's going to be a power play for the Panthers with 19.2 seconds to go here in the second period. To the box is Dockery. Dockery, I should say. Panthers back to the power play. Time of the penalty, 19:40. Middlebury 1-for-2 with the man advantage. To the point. A wrist shot deflected in front, not out of the zone. And now sent all the way down. Two for boarding on Dockery. Final seconds of the period will tick away without a shot. The buzzer did not go off. The horn didn't go off, but the referees were very alert to that. And so the period comes to an end with the cadets leading 2-1. Norwich had 12 shots on goal in that second period. And thus, it's 2-1 after 20 minutes of play. The shots on goal, as we said again, Middlebury had 10 in the first, 10 more there in the second. 12 for Norwich after their 15 in the first for a two-period total of 27. A pair of goals were scored in that period. Dillinger's first collegiate goal from Salvucci at 3:15 gave Norwich a 2-0 lead. But then Kachuk's first of the season from Dawson at 9:16 has cut the lead. And now that was on the power play, has cut the lead back down to 2-1. And now we understand why the timing of everything is off. They put 18 minutes up on the clock instead of 15 that we are accustomed to. Now that'll explain everything, and that'll let Jim back in the studio know exactly what's going on with the timing mechanisms of everything. But and they haven't even stayed. Just now start the clock as everybody clears the ice. As they got a t-shirt toss going on here as between periods, fun and frivolity here with you. Might as well give you a couple of the stats as we've just been handed the stat sheet here between periods. As we said, and I was saying 27-21 shots, an extra shot for Middlebury at the end of the period. The leading shot taker for the Panthers is Mitchell Allen. He's got four shots overall. A couple guys have three on the other end. Cody Smith's got four. Paul Russell's got six to lead everybody for Norwich. But our score at the end of two periods, it's the Norwich Cadets 2 and the Middlebury Panthers 1. Recap of the period and the out-of-town scoreboard when we return. You're listening to Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Hi, it's Tom Denneker from Denneker Chevrolet. Why wait for Black Friday when Denneker has a Black Friday all month long? We're rolling out the best deals with our brand new building, and you've got to come see it. It's beautiful. Denneker has Black Friday lease deals for under $200 a month, $169 for a brand new 2017 Cruze, $189 a month for a brand new 2017 Equinox. You can even drive to your holiday gathering in a luxury vehicle for under $300 a month, $279 for a Chevy Impala, $209 for a brand new Malibu, or $269 for a Traverse. And get 20% cash back on select Silverado models. You'll appreciate the cash when you're out shopping for your holiday. Don't worry about your credit. I have my credit elves, I mean credit team, working to make sure you get the vehicle you want. We offer guaranteed credit approval and free Vermont State inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. So don't forget to thaw the turkey, and don't forget to visit us at our new dealership to get the best Black Friday deal at Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South in Middlebury, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
The Black Friday sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Save up to 20% on select inventory, including Jeep Cherokees, Dodge Journeys, and Ram heavy-duty trucks. Upgrade your fleet during commercial truck season with 0% for 75 months on Ram 1500s. Check out the Dodge Challenger Hellcat, 6-speed manual with Go Mango paint. Still in the wrappers and with no miles, it won't last long. Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
There's a beautiful furniture store in Middlebury that you have to check out. It's Woodware Fine Furniture. They have dining and living room sets in gorgeous woods like cherry, maple, and oak. Chairs, sofas, bedding, and great varieties of all. Or if you don't see it there, just ask Drew and he can probably get it for you. Woodware also provides shipping and delivery. You've probably seen the Woodware truck. It's everywhere. Woodware Fine Furniture. Handmade woodcrafts, toys, and fine furniture for 30 years. Woodware, Route 7 South, Middlebury.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout at Stafford Arena in Plattsburgh, New York. We are through 40 minutes of play, and the Norwich Cadets have a 2-1 lead over the Middlebury Panthers here in the first of the two games at the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. Norwich had the 1-0 lead going into the second period, and they would double their lead to 2-0, courtesy of Trent Dillinger. Put down low. Intercepted that time by Connor Lloyd and tried to send out his own but couldn't do so. A good keep. And a wrist shot blocked off. Klein score! A very sharp angle shot Jack Griffin, but he found a spot and put it under the crossbar. With 16:45 to go in the second, Norwich leads 2-0. And Dillinger, he was on the right wing side, so he's on his off wing. He's a left-handed shot, and that's really what helped. His body was actually below the goal line, but his stick and the puck on it were above the goal line, and he was just able to snap that one. Guys practice this shot in all the time, especially when you're goofing around in practice, trying to get all these sharp angle trick shots or whatever. Lord only knows I've done it in the past, just goofing around as well. But sometimes those will come back and help out, and it did there for Trent Dillinger. For Dillinger, his first career goal, the lone assist goes to Salvucci. Time of the goal was 3:15. It gave Norwich a 2-0 lead at that point. It would stay that way for 6 minutes, 6:01 to be exact. Panthers went on the power play after Flaherty took an interference call. And on that man advantage, it would be just a what looked like an innocent-looking skate up ice would cut the lead in half. Neary back for it. Aggressive forecheck being put on that time by Austin Sirowick. I'm sorry, Sirowick is how it's pronounced. Onside play, Kachuk score! Bar down! Camille Kachuk on the power play. And Middlebury has cut the lead in half. It's now 2-1. Well, that was, again, it looked innocent to start with. Sirowick, Austin Sirowick, just put on an aggressive forecheck. He actually chopped the puck off of the stick of Andrew Neary. Brendan Dawson picked it up, just slid a pass on up ahead into the zone, as you'd heard there, shooting was Camille Kachuk. And Camille Kachuk just went far south on the whole situation. Ostepchuk did not have much of a chance. It was a laser beam. And so for Kachuk, his first goal of the season, third goal of his collegiate career, the lone assist goes to Dawson. Time of the goal was 9:16, and that cut the lead in half. It's 2-1 Norwich after 40 minutes of play. What we've been given, the official shots on goal in the period, 11 for Middlebury, a two-period total of 21. And for the Cadets, 12, two-period total of 27. The big board still says 20 shots for Middlebury. But the score at the end of two, it's Norwich 2 and Middlebury 1. When we come back, out-of-town scoreboard. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
The Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event is going on now at Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh. Now's the time to get the best-selling Polaris Rangers and the sharp-performing Polaris Razors and save big time. With rebates up to $3,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%, there's no reason to hold back. And make sure to check out the new 2017 Polaris Snow Machines, too. Head to Della Motorsports Plattsburgh now and save thousands during this fast and furious Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And this is the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard. It's sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. One other game in all of NCAA Division III going on right now, and it involves an NESCAC team. Tufts taking on Brockport. It is one-sided right now. Tufts with a 4-0 lead. Mike Leary, Cooper Stahl, Macklin Sauden, Nick Flanagan, the goal scorers for the Jumbos. That game has got 6:40 to go in the third period. 4-0, the Jumbos leading Brockport. That is in the third period. The Jumbos looking to get another win on the season. They've had an impressive start to the season, certainly. Other games that are going to be going on later tonight in men's Division III hockey. It'll be Stevenson and Buffalo State, St. Norbert and Manhattanville. Those Buffalo State, Manhattanville, the home teams there. UMass Boston at Utica. The second game here, Concordia, Minnesota at Plattsburgh. Western New England at Castleton. That's the second game in the Rutland Herald Invitational. As Tufts looks like they're going to win the first game over there in Rutland. Concordia, Wisconsin visiting Bethel, and Nazareth visiting Lake Forest. That is the scoreboard as in terms of the collegiate side of things. We had earlier checked out the pro side of the scoreboard as well. As there's 11 games going on in the National Hockey League tonight. A lot to go on. We might as well, while I have a couple more minutes, trying to give you the NHL scores. We'll give them to you both while we're at it here on a busy Friday. Blackhawks lead the Ducks 3-1 in the second period in Anaheim. Sharks lead the New York Islanders 2-1 end of the second period in San Jose. Minnesota now 4-1 on Pittsburgh. That is late second period in Minnesota. Washington's got a 1-0 lead over Buffalo in the first period. Later tonight, the Jets and Predators. That's 6 p.m. start, 7:30 for the Flames and the Bruins. Blue Jackets and Lightning, 7:30. Red Wings and the Devils, 7:30 as well. Canucks and Stars, 8:30. Oilers and Coyotes at 9 p.m. One final today. Rangers beat the Flyers by a final score of 3-2. 2-2. Kevin Hayes, the game-winning goal on that one for the Rangers. That is your NESCAC and NHL out-of-town scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. 2-1 Norwich after 40 minutes of play. Third period action when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The cars and the deals during our Black Friday event at the number one selling Ram truck dealer in all of New England.
Right here in Burlington, Vermont, we sold more Ram trucks than any other dealer in New England during the past 2 years. You'll get big factory rebates, great lease specials, a massive inventory of over 200 Rams in store to choose from, and huge discounts like this.
At Goss, you'll get 20% off MSRP on select Ram trucks and all Chrysler 200s during November. That's right, 20% off MSRP on select Rams and all Chrysler 200s at the number one selling Ram truck dealer in all of New England.
Just call quick or visit, and we'll make getting into your cool new Ram fast and easy so you can drive away today. But hurry, the Black Friday event ends November 30th.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Goss Dodge Chrysler today, Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at gosscars.com.
MSRP is the manufacturer's suggested retail price, not necessarily the price paid by the average consumer. See salesperson for details about a $1,000 new vehicle price guarantee.
Go, 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 Goss. Have got it.
The Black Friday sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Save up to 20% on select inventory, including Jeep Cherokees, Dodge Journeys, and Ram heavy-duty trucks. Upgrade your fleet during commercial truck season with 0% for 75 months on Ram 1500s. Check out the Dodge Challenger Hellcat, 6-speed manual with Go Mango paint. Still in the wrappers and with no miles, it won't last long. Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
The Panthers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury. 92.1 WVTK. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
We are back here at Stafford Arena as we get set for the start of the third period of play. 2-1. Norwich with the lead over Middlebury. There will be a minute 41 of carryover power play time for the Panthers to play with as we get set to start the third period. Referees are all out there. Goals are in place. And in about a second or two, Stephen Klein will lead the Panthers out onto the ice for the third period as the Panthers now step out. And Middlebury... Norwich will now soon follow. Norwich will be defending the goal to our left in their maroon jerseys trimmed in gold and white. Panthers will defend the goal to our right in the white uniform, white jerseys trimmed out in navy blue. Brian Ketchabaugh is waiting for the coaching staff to get back into the bench. Not just the coaching staff, but also the athletic trainer, Matt Cutts. Everybody now in place. Third period getting set to start. They need Jasanti to take the draw against Todd Jackson. Jasanti out there with Turnbull and Stevens up front. The defensemen are Daugherty and Cage. Third period's underway. Hard forecheck put on already by Jackson. He's joined up front with Kevin Salvucci. The defensemen, Smith and Brandra. In the high slot, a couple players chop at it, Turnbull included. Near sideboards, again slugged away. Didn't quite out of the zone yet, and then finally does get out to center, and Jackson stumbles ahead. Cage back for it. goes around the net with it. Spencer Cage. And now quickly across the cadet line. Puck around the boards. Picked up by Jasanti. And kicks the pass on up ahead. It's sent further along by Daugherty. This is loose. Daugherty keeps in, though. Buys the puck free. Goes across the cage. Now on for Turnbull. He wanted to give it to Jasanti. It's broken up, and it gets out of the zone. 1 minute gone by third period. Another 38 seconds on the power play. Stevens, shot blocked. Gets it back, sends it down low. Turnbull. Backhand pass Jasanti. Off the wall to Dawson at the point. Eventually works its way to Cage. Turnbull trying to one-time it. Missed it. Still loose. Gets to the point. Cage again. Fakes. Gives on off for Stevens. Stevens. He wanted to shoot and fan on it. And that allows an easy backhand out of his own by Erickson. Line change on for Norwich. This will probably kill off the final seconds of the power play. Middlebury is now 1-for-3 with the man advantage. Mitchell's zoning it back in. Comes loose. Eventually working on to it is Connor Lloyd. Lloyd sent in further by Neary. Brandrup goes around the net with it. And tries the side of Cody Smith. That's out to the neutral zone. A bouncing puck. Eventually corralled. And sent up by Lloyd. Still in the neutral zone here. Jackson retreats to his own end, though. Actually, pass chipped in by Thompson. Line change on for the Cadets. 17:38 to go. Third period. 2-1 Norwich. Sent into the cadet zone. Evangelista back for it. Leaves it on off for Dockery. Center ice intercepted. Back in. Dockery's got it back again. Salvucci turns it on over. A bouncing puck in the neutral zone. Onto the stick of Mark Lyman, who sends down low. Evangelista. Half boards, but it does get out of his zone. Losing an edge is Deneen. 3-on-2 the other way, and a rising shot gets the glass. Now here come the Panthers the other way. Deneen chips in, goes after it. Slams on the brakes, actually losing an edge, and nothing to it. A long shot, glove down, and held onto by Stepchuk. 16:52, third period, 2-1 Cadets. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Whether it's 4 p.m. or 7 p.m., we don't know yet. Pre-game half hour before, opponent to be determined, but we do know it's the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Funny hop off the wall. A sharp angle shot is saved, made by a Stepchuk. Off the crossed attempt. Back for it now, Daugherty. To the near side, boards and out to center. Flaherty plays it back. Eventually, Cronin's got it. Now Flaherty again on the left wing side. Drop pass off for Baudier. Baudier couldn't get around. Tried to get the puck back, but it's intercepted. Half the glass, but not out. Long wrist shot goes well off the mark. Cronin at the near point. Sends around. Baudier trying to put it out in front. Couldn't do so. Eventually works its way to the point. Wrist shot, and it's broken up, and bouncing puck is up and out the center. Cronin back for it. Takes it from the red line, slugs it on a hard around. Line change on for Norwich. Might have been too hard around. The line change may have caught some of the cadets. And is Jasanti with a shot, but an easy glove save by a Stepchuk, and he holds on. 15:43 to go, third period. 2-1 Cadets. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Face off to the right of Braden the Stepchuk. Shot, pants save made by a Stepchuk off the shot that was deflected from the point. Now racing the other way and chipping into the zone, going after it. Dillinger's got one of the two goals for Norwich to this evening. As we're into the evening now, and a 2-1 Cadets lead. Randrup at the point. Cross-ice pass for Smith is knocked aside. And now here come the Panthers. The alley-oop out the center. Turnbull couldn't jump to get it. Brandrup back for it. Cross ice pass to Smith. Cody Smith up the middle. That's gloved down. Not able to move forward is Tkachuk. It does get out the center. Brandrup ties up there. Now in the zone. It's an onside play. Lloyd behind the net. Trying to put it out in front. That's intercepted. And Norwich comes out 3-on-3. Losing an edge though, Bellucci in front. Save in Klein. Good opportunity there. And then a whistle is going to be blown. Couldn't quite see what the signal was. Might have been hand pass. 14:35 to go in the third. 2-1 Cadets. Face off of the neutral zone. And it's won by Norwich. Dockery eventually goes across for the flip in behind the Middlebury cage. Back for it, Dineen. Brett Dineen skates ahead with this one. Dineen, onside play. Oh, nice jump around a Dockery hit to get it into the corner. A bouncing puck controlled by Tkachuk. Sharp angle shot. Waffle boarded his side by a step chuck. Behind the net now with the Dockery. And he sends it up and out of play, getting a whistle. With 14:08 to go in the third period, 2-1 Norwich with the lead. Face-off will be to the right of Braden Ostepchuk. 6 feet tall, 194-pound junior goaltender out of Lethbridge, Alberta. By the way, in this series, I'll get to that in a moment, off the draw. Sent around the wall. Kept in this time by Daugherty. Had to send behind, couldn't quite get it there. Still loose. Enovich does get behind the net. Trying to step up Jacobs. He eventually gets involved in a 3-on-2 scrum. Puck works free, and the Cadets have it. Salvucci, center ice, picked off, and almost gets it back. Cross-ice pass just bounces off of his stick and eventually it goes all the way into the Middlebury zone. Daugherty sends around. 13:32 to go, third period. 2-1 Norwich. Onside playing, a dump in the zone, and then the subsequent chase after by Jacobs. Puck comes around after center. Daugherty with it again. Across for Cage. He backhands it back to the Norwich end. Cronin retreats. Josh Cronin gets the return pass. Long up ahead. It was all the way on goal. And Klein's going to gobble up with 13:03 to go in the third period. 2-1 Norwich. Very interesting part about this rivalry is back in 2001-2002, Norwich were the only team to hand Middlebury a loss. Just so happened to hand them two. One of them in the national semifinal game at Middlebury back in 2002. It was interesting then because not many teams were able to score at Middlebury. In fact, they had not given up more than three goals in any game except for the two that they lost to Norwich, with both times the Cadets scored five. Meantime, off the draw, the puck weaves its way into the zone and quickly back out. A long shot taken that time by Bichette. It's easily sticked aside by Klein. Behind and around it goes. Actually working its way to Bades, and he sends it back behind again. 12:25 to go, third period, 2-1 Cadets. Pass intercepted, and then stolen right back by the Panthers. Stevens chips this one way up in the air, and eventually comes down. Stevens chops it into the corner by the Zamboni door. Gisanti with it now. Back to the point. A wrist shot that catches the glass. A rasping wrist shot off the stick of Sun Ho Park, number 13, I believe that was. Yeah, and he's in on a forecheck now. Center ice, and then sent all the way down. Line change on for the Cadets after the Panthers had changed. 11:50 and counting, third period, 2-1 Norwich. And And the Panthers setting up on their own net. Long pass is chipped on by Quast. Did he get it? Yeah, he did, but no icing anyways. Park was the first one down there. Quast tries to send it up the wall and sends it out and all the way down to the Middlebury end. This will be an icing against the Cadets. 11:29 to go, third period, 2-1 Norwich. Face-off will be to the right of Braden Ostepchuk. Off the tie-up, Smith has got it, sends it around the wall. We now see the Plattsburgh mascot. Plattsburgh Cardinals, of course, their mascot's out. As the crowd continues to file in for the second game here, the host squad, I should say, in action. Trying to send it back to the point. Lloyd couldn't quite get it there. Stolen back by Allen. Allen tried to stand down low. Instead, it comes up and all the way down. Another icing against Norwich. And so they have tired legs. It'll have to stay out there. 10:58 to go in the third period. Cadets still lead 2-1. Face off again will be in the Norwich zone to the right of Braden Ostepchuk. And now getting kicked out of the circle is the captain, Austin Sirowik. To the point, a wrist shot gets through his screen. Save it out. Score! Mark Lyman from his knees practically. And with 10:52 to go in the third, we are tied at 2. That first shot worked its way through. Lyman found a loose puck and roofed it. And we are back to square one, 2-2 game. And now it's blown down. Lyman's third collegiate career goal, first of the season. And now another face-off in the Norwich zone. Chisanti to take it. Off in front, save me, a step chuck on the Stevens attempt, and he holds on.
Scored by number 19, Mark London. Assisted on the middle period goal. Number 12, Spencer Cage. And number 37, Cameron Egan. Time of the goal, 9:08.
Not sure what they had in that, but if they're giving it to 12, there's no 12 out there, so Cage has got one assist, and if they're giving it to McClellan, that's the other. This deflected out of play. So we will try to get official word in just a moment as to what goes on with it. Tufts has defeated Brockport 4-1. That's a final score. This is all tied at 2 now. As the Panthers have come back from being down 2-0. Cronin up the boards. Now it's Salvucci out the center. Good intercept there by Dawson. Still knocked around. Here comes Lewis for Norwich. Lewis lost an edge coming into the zone. Cronin keeps in. Puck at the right wing corner, near side to our right. A couple players tumble down. Lewis has got it. Throws one towards the front. That's intercepted. Now Dawson gets it up and out to center ice. 2-2 the score. 9:50 and counting, third period. An onside play. Centering pass picked off. The other way goes Allen. It is Lyman from Cage and McClellan. And it's now tied at 2. Centering pass goes all the way through. And out to center. With it now, Baldies. He
He lost possession of the puck, goes back into the Norwich zone again. Baldier is with it. He's onside. Baldier goes around. He gets it knocked off his stick neatly by Daugherty. Right wing corner. They still battle 2-on-2. It's the near corner to our right. 9 minutes to go in the third. Tied at 2. A couple players tumble to the ice. Puck underneath them for a moment. Now it works free. Good job there by Daugherty. He was one of them that was down the ice. Gets back up and sends it in. Back foot Brandrum. Sent around. But not out. Good keep here. Stevens centered it out in front, but that's intercepted by Smith. Back the other way in an onside play. Thompson. Thompson puts one deflected high and wide. Rebound behind. Sent around to the near side boards. A turnaround shot taken by Daugherty is off the mark. And the Panthers come out to center with it. Deneen, center ice and a dump in. Set up behind by a step chuck. With it, Evangelista tries the right wing side. Jackson, pass on across and then gets it back. A centering pass out in front. Still deflected. Eventually goes behind the net. This one just lifted up and out to center. Bouncing puck, Evangelista. Chipped into the zone. 7:50 to go. Third period. Tied at 2. Sharp angle shot goes all the way across. Another attempt. This time by Russell's knocked aside. Rebound to the near corner. Putting the check on there, Bellucci. Now comes up and out to center ice. Onside play, trying to work his way through. Allen couldn't quite do so. The turn the other way, onside Williams. Oh, rising shot. He goes over, up and over. Behind the net now, Neary with it. Neary, pressure from behind, so just reverses the puck. It's Dawson. Brendan Dawson skates up with it. Backhands it all the way down. This will go. Oh, hit the side of the net. Now end up being an icing. Face off to come all the way in the Middlebury zone. 7:09 to go in the third. Tied at 2. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding. Route 7 South in Middlebury. Off the draw, face-off win for Norwich, but the shot blocked off. Here's Tkachuk. Tkachuk gains the red line, sends in. Slowed down by a step, Chuck couldn't stop it completely. Right in front of the Norwich bench now on the far side boards. A backhand by Pacini sends deep. Quickly sent back out the other way. Dawson's now got in the neutral zone. Neary, the dump in is deflected. People trying to get to this loose puck. Eventually it's going to be gloved out by Quast and sent around the net. First one on it is Jake Erickson, number 22. Center iced and back for it, Neary. 6.5 to go in this third period of a 2-2 game. All the way down, it'll be icing against Middlebury. And so with 6:28, faceoff will come all the way to Stephen Klein's right. Aaron Lewis in the tank to draw against Braden Quast. Quast wins it cleanly. Quast has won several key faceoffs here this evening. And this gets sent all the way down. Will it have enough legs for icing? No. Icing waved off. We play on. That gives Middlebury a chance to change lines, and they do. 6:10 to go, third period. The dump in behind the Stepchuk's net. He sends it around the boards. 2-2 game. Middlebury and Norwich. First of two games here at the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. This one sent up and all the way down. This will be an icing against Middlebury. Face off to come all the way into the Panthers zone with 5:52 to go in the third period. This, of course, the 19th year of the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. 11th time in those 19 years these two teams have met. Or 12th time, I should say. Norwich has won 6 in regulation and overtime. Middlebury 3. 2 of them have gone to a shootout in which each team has split one. And thus count as ties in the standings. Daugherty sends into the Panthers zone. It's just going to be gloved by Klein. He holds on with 5:28 to go here in the third period. Fresh troop deployments out for each side. Flaherty to take the draw, and it will be against Jasanti. Off the tie-up, this is controlled, and into the corner goes Pichette. Tried to stuff out in front. Klein shuts the door in the post. Still it's loose, and then finally we get a whistle. With 5:18 to go in the third period. Face-off will be to the left of Stephen Klein. Flaherty and Jasanti yet again will take a face-off here. Off the draw, this is back to the point. Cronin will send it down into the corner. Sharp angle shot taken by Pichette. It goes wide. Rebound is up and out the center. Chipped in and after Jasanti. Jasanti trying to put one out in front. Cut off right back to him. To the point, a hurried shot goes wide. Neary was calling for it from Dawson. And instead comes down out the center. Dawson's got it back. Right to the middle of the Stevens. On off to the right wing side for Jasanti. Jasanti penalty call coming up against Norwich here. Neary's got the point. Shot deflected by Stevens wide. Jasanti. Neary couldn't keep it in, but they'll retreat. Extra attacker on for the Panthers. Neary across Dawson. The give in the zone onside play here. Kachuk in front of the save made. Might have been deflected over. A step chuck might have gotten a piece of it. But with 4:21 to go in the third, Middlebury to the power play. Hooking is the call. Into the penalty box goes Cronin. Time of the penalty, 15:39. Lloyd to take the draw, wins it clean. Cage has got it. Gives on off for Allen. Back for Cage. Gives on across. Good keep there by Daugherty. Actually works his way to Kachuk in the corner. Camille Kachuk. Back out to the point. Daugherty's wrist right into his shin guard. Out the other way comes Kevin Salvucci. Salvucci behind the net. Daugherty gives him the rough ride into the wall. Coming up with it, Kachuk. Gives on off now for Lloyd. Connor Lloyd, onside play here. The Norwich bench wanted an offside call, not given. Kachuk on Allen. Back out to the point now. And then eventually corralled by Lloyd. Shot through a screen and a save made by a step chuck, and he holds on. 3:35 to go, third period. 1:14 to go on the Panther power play. Tied at two. Lathrop Forest Products for more than six generations. Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Our professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. Lathrop Forest Products, South Street in Bristol. Off the draw, it gets sent all the way down. And the Panthers now regroup. Moving ahead, and an onside play is Stevens. Puts it on goal. It's just going to be gobbled up and held on to by a step chuck with 3:18 to go in the third and 57 seconds on the man advantage. 2-2 the score. It's the first of two games here at the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. The second game will be Concordia College of Minnesota. As they will go up against the host team, Plattsburgh. Neary. This is set up behind now. The Panthers have 42 seconds to work with this power play here. Panthers 1-for-3 with the man advantage. back in their own end with it now. Neary, Stevens, right wing board. Couldn't work on a forecheck. And penalty call coming up, and it's going to be against Middlebury. Stevens goes into the penalty box, holding the call, and now will knock off the rest of the power play. So we'll skate four aside for 27 seconds. Stevens on a hold at 17-12. And now a timeout has been called by Norwich. Norwich calls a timeout.
A little more than 2 minutes
to go here in this one.
Time of the Middlebury penalty, 17 minutes, 12 seconds.
17-12, so with 2:48 to go in the third. Tied at 2. We'll skate 4-on-4 for 27 seconds, and then the Cadets will have their sixth power play. They're 1-for-5. Looks like it'll be Brandrup and Smith out there as the defensemen, along with Salvici and Jackson, the forwards. On the other side of things, it'll look to be Danny Jacobs going out there as one of the forwards, and Mark McClellan on the other side of the boards is the other. Spencer Cage is one of the defensemen, and we would imagine that would be Matt Daugherty who will be the other one, and indeed is. Those are the fours, the foursomes, if you will, that'll be out there to help goaltenders Braden Ostepchuk on the Norwich side and Stephen Klein on the Middlebury side. 2:48 to go in the third, tied at 2. Great first game here. Great game for the Panthers. See if they can continue their play here. Tie up in the corner. Left wing circle shot and a save made. Jackson was able to step out in front, but Klein shut down his avenue towards goal. 2:42 to go in the third in a 2-2 game. In the meantime, Concordia and Plattsburgh await to see who comes away in this one. Off the draw. Another Braden Quast win in the faceoff circle. He has been stellar in the circle this evening. And now shrugs ahead forward. Quast shot. It goes wide. Cage behind the net with it to Northrup. Northrup gives on off to Smith. Left wing side. Power play now on for Norwich. Good hard check put on. And it's sent out of the zone. And an onside play here. Chisanti moving in. A short-handed effort goes high and wide. One of the Norwich was Cronin actually knocked into the referee and almost got caught in a short-handed situation. 120 seconds to go here. Third period. Tied at 2. Offside the call. So let's bring it down to a minute 55 to go. Third period. Or if you want to count the seconds down, 115 of them. Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com. Thank them and all our sponsors for bringing you Middlebury Panthers hockey here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Neutral zone play is sent in. Around the net goes. Picked up and trying to send over Baldiez. Now in the corner with it, Salvucci. Norwich working it around the perimeter right now. Salvucci with it. Behind the net. First one there, Dawson, who pitchforks it up and out of the zone. Half a minute to go on the power play. Evangelista back for it. Retreats behind his own net. Evangelista steps out with 1:10 to go, third period. Dockery slugs it in from center. Around it goes. Dawson chops at it. Blocked up. Not out of the zone. Inside of a minute to go. Dawson gets this loose puck. Sends it up and out to center. Breakaway opportunity. McClellan in. Save made by Ostapuk. A step chuck, I should say. Second time McClellan's had a breakaway. A step chuck has robbed him twice. Now around Doherty, Neary. Power play is over. 1-for-6 is Norwich. To the point, and it eventually does get out of the zone. Back in onside. This is Thompson. Shot save made by Klein, and he holds on with 22.5 seconds to go. Mark McClellan had another breakaway opportunity and nearly put the Panthers ahead. But we stay tied at 2 with 22.5 seconds to go in regulation. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. Lewis to take the draw. He's going up against Quest. Lewis wins this one. A shot from the point deflected wide. Rebound collected Brandrup. Brandrup's got it with 13 to go. To the point, Smith. Shot. Easy stick save by Klein. Rebound to the corner. Around the net goes Cage. Brandrup's got it with 4 to go. Hurries a shot that's blocked off. Brandrup again. Cross eye. Smith is blocked in front. And we go to overtime. Overtime rules as we're having it. 5 minutes on the clock. It'll be 4-on-4 hockey. If they stay tied after those 5 minutes, it'll be a tie in the books, and then we'll play another 5 minutes of 3-on-3 before we go to a shootout. So we could be here for a bit. Again, it's 5 minutes of 4-on-4. If it's tied after that, it goes in the books as a tie. And then advancement protocol comes in. 3-on-3 for 5 minutes. And if it's still tied, then we go to shootout. The Cadets had 7 shots on goal in the third period. The Panthers had 11. Game totals 34-32 Norwich. And so overtime will start. See who they send out there. Again, these two teams have, in the regular season, have gone to overtime. Both teams have lost at overtime, both on the same day, November 18th. Sullivan beat Middlebury for Colby College. Skidmore and Van Arnum defeated Norwich. What will happen in this 12th meeting between the two squads? Both teams banging the boards here. They switch ends, going opposite ends now. Stevens, Chisanti are the forwards out there. Neary and Dawson, the defensemen for Middlebury. And here come the Cadets. An onside play. A shot taken by Brandrup goes deflecting into the netting. We've played 12 seconds. Brandrup and Smith. Brandrup and Smith, I should say, are the defensemen. The forwards for Norwich are Salvucci and Lewis. Lewis and Chisanti to take the draw. Nearly encroaching there was Dawson off the draw, won by the Panthers. Not up and not out. Dawson, he actually got tied up in the linesman there. Slugs it forward. It's going to be a hand pass. The linesman couldn't get out of the way, and him and Dawson got tangled up, and that created that old mess. 4:38 to go. Nobody changing lines. Mike McChain had the option, and he declined. Dawson, not too happy. with the linesman right now, who's telling him to back off. Off the tie-up, Chisanti wins this draw, goes back to Dawson, no linesman in the way this time. Chisanti, right wing side, puts on the brakes, gives on off Dawson. Dawson trying to stick handle across the line, it's knocked off his stick, Chisanti races back to get it. Chisanti chips in, no icing is going to be the call, deflected. Chisanti gets to the puck first anyway. Sends it back out to the point. Darty holds. Cage, right point. Cage shooting. Blocker save made. A step chuck. Rebound up and out to center. Cage, Darty. Back to Cage. Minute gone by in overtime. Tied at two. Cage trying to give a pass on across. It's off the stick of Jacobs and out to center. Quickly the other way. Onside Pichette. Pichette tried to weave his way through. Couldn't get around a check of Darty. Puck comes back out to the point. Step up shot. Deflected just wide. Evangelista. Behind the net. Now puck put out high slot. It's Evangelista at the point. Cross ice pass for a blast that goes wide. Rebound. Sharp angle. Still loose on the side of the net. And still Norwich with the puck. Wrist shot from the point. Never seen. Might have been Dockery with the shot. Klein didn't see it, but it was well off the mark. Pichette just hemmed up there by Cage. Flaherty's got it. Flaherty tried to step through. Evangelista shot. Same A. Klein, the rebound loose and comes to the near side boards. 3 minutes to go here in this overtime period. Tied at two. Darty takes a look. Gives on off for the chip ahead by Tkachuk. Going in after this one is Allen. Allen's still with it. Trying to weave his way around. That's knocked off his stick. Here come the Cadets the other way. Onside play, Jackson. Jackson chopped at that time by Dawson. Puck comes to the high slot. Never gets there to the point. A shot. Hurried one. And it's deflected over the bar. Neary knocks it down. Gives to Dawson. Dawson, long pass on the money. Ahead and goes Jacobs. Jacobs on the backhand. It's deflected. Shot. Save made in front. The rebound sits loose in the slot. Three Panthers reach for it. Couldn't get there. Jackson came away with the puck. He's in his own left wing corner now. Far side. 2:08 to go in overtime. Tied at two. Pass on up ahead. Chipped into the zone by Russell. Going in after Dawson and Russell. Dawson wins the puck. Away goes Jacobs. Jacobs takes a look. Tries the left wing side. Onside play here for McClellan. McClellan slams on the brakes. Checked there by Brandrup. Behind the net it is in the Norwich end. 1:45 to go in overtime. Tied at two. McClellan sends down low on a cycle for Quast. Braden Quast had it knocked off his stick. And away goes Norwich the other way. It's Thompson. Thompson feathers a pass ahead onside. Baldez. He rides a check of Cage off. Still Norwich with it. Thompson. Baldez. Baldez steps up. High slot. Shot. Score! Peyton Baldez wins it in overtime for the Norwich Cadets. 3-2. Baldez was able to step right down the middle and wrist it past Clyde. And Norwich advances to the prime length Great Northern Shootout Championship tomorrow at 7 p.m. Time of the goal, 3:40 of overtime. For Baldiers, the junior, it's his first goal of the season. And he wins it for the Cadets in overtime. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up, our final in overtime, Norwich 3 and Middlebury 2. You're listening to Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Visit the Village for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Village Gifts in Jericho. All Melissa and Doug toys and plush are 20% off. Earth Angel bracelets are 20% off. And Melissa and Doug puzzles 30% off. Only Friday and Saturday. Village Gifts, Route 15 Jericho. Deck the halls from 10 to 4 at the Pizzagalli Center for Art and Education at Shelburne Museum. Celebrate the holiday season with art activities and the sounds of the holidays. Explore the grounds by horse and wagon. Friday through Sunday, get 50 to 70% off select items during the museum store holiday sale.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Tom Denneker from Denneker Chevrolet. Why wait for Black Friday when Denneker has a Black Friday all month long? We're rolling out the best deals with our brand new building, and you've got to come see it. It's beautiful. Denneker has Black Friday lease deals for under $200 a month, $169 for a brand new 2017 Cruise, $189 a month for a brand new 2017 Equinox. You can even drive to your holiday gathering in a luxury vehicle for under $300 a month, $279 for a Chevy Impala, $209 for a brand new Malibu, or $269 for a Traverse. And get 20% cash back on select Silverado models. You'll appreciate the cash when you're out shopping for your holiday. Don't worry about your credit. I have my credit elves, I mean credit team, working to make sure you get the vehicle you want. We offer guaranteed credit approval and free Vermont State inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. So don't forget to thaw the turkey, and don't forget to visit us at our new dealership to get the best Black Friday deal at Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South in Middlebury, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Back here at Stafford Arena, where the Norwich Cadets defeated the Middlebury Panthers in overtime by a final score of 3-2. It was 2-1 going into the third period. Middlebury had cut that lead into half at the 9:60 mark in the second. It would take them nearly 20 minutes to get the equalizer, but they would, courtesy of Mark Lyman. And now, getting kicked out of the circle is Captain Austin Sirowicz. To the point, a wrist shot gets through his screen, save it out, score! Mark Lyman from his knees practically. And with 10:52 to go in the third, we are tied at two. Mark Lyman gets his first of the year. Cage and McClellan get the assists. It tied it at two, and it sent the game to overtime. But in the overtime session, Norwich would come away with the victory, courtesy of Peyton Baldiers. And away goes Norwich the other way. It's Thompson. Thompson feathers a pass ahead onside. Baldiers. He rides a check of Cage off. Still Norwich with it. Thompson. Baldiers. Baldiers steps up. High slot shot. Score! Peyton Baldiers wins it in overtime for the Norwich Cadets. 3-2. Baldiers gets his first of the season. Thompson and Evangelista the assist at 3:40 of overtime. And so Norwich wins and advances to tomorrow's championship game at 7 p.m. Middlebury will play the consolation game at 4 p.m. right here in Plattsburgh, New York. Shots on goal in the overtime. 2 for Norwich, game total 36. 1 for Middlebury. It's a game total of 33. Overall, in the power play, Norwich went, I had 1 for 6. They have 1 for 5 listed. The Panthers went 1 for 4. When we come back, stars of the game set you up for tomorrow. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Virgins. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
We're back here at Stafford Arena where the Norwich Canets defeat the Middlebury Panthers 3-2 in overtime. Middlebury now drops to 4-12-2 against Norwich since the 2005-2006 season. That is a stretch of 17 games there. 18 games now. 4-12-2 over their last 18 games. And overall here at the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout, Middlebury now 3-7-2 all time against Norwich. Our three stars of the game, that is brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Our third star of the game is good. He had to come up big for the Panthers. He did, Stephen Klein. It's the number three star of the game. Klein overall on the evening making 33 saves. Some crucial saves in the third period there to get it to overtime. Stephen Klein, that's our number three star of the game. Number two star of the game seemed to be all over the place tonight for the Panthers is Kamil Tkachuk. We're going to give Tkachuk the number two star of the game. He played an excellent game for the Panthers, the number one star, getting the overtime winner for Norwich. And that will be Peyton Bondier's number 26. Bondier's gets the number one star of the game. That starts the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. It sets up our game tomorrow. Tomorrow's game is at 4 p.m. for Middlebury. We'll have the pregame show at 3:30 here on the One Credit Union Panthers radio network. Middlebury will play the losing team between Concordia and Plattsburgh, which is going to come up in about 55 minutes from now here at Stafford Arena. Concordia, the Cobbers, taking on the Plattsburgh Cardinals. It'll come up at about 7:30 p.m. Like I said, about 55 minutes from now, it'll get going. The second game, the winner will play Norwich tomorrow at 7. The losing team takes on Middlebury. We'll have that for you. Pre-game at 3:30 p.m. here on the One Credit Union Panthers radio network. But our final score here, once again, in overtime, the Norwich Cadets 3 and the Middlebury Panthers 2. Jim Tighe back in the studio doing a great job as always bringing you the sound of this game. Thank you very much, Jim. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this broadcast of Middlebury Panthers hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers radio network. My name is Brett Luthner. One more time, our final score, Norwich 3, Middlebury 2 in overtime. Until tomorrow night, we say good night from Plattsburgh, New York.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value
Hardware Store. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at nbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Jello Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management, South Street in Middlebury. And Denniker Chevrolet, Route 7 South of Middlebury, and at DennikerChevrolet.com.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WBTK and more information, visit 921WBTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WBTK.